Good evening, and welcome to Valley High School in West Des Moines, site of tonight's 1A Substate 8 baseball final, featuring your Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders and the Lenox Tigers. It's great to have you along with us for our CB Sports Network coverage on 93.7 KKRL alongside Mason Nealand. I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Tonight's winner advances to the state tournament in Carroll at Merchants Park a week from yesterday. This is the Mackey Motors pregame show. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running, Together Let's Drive, and Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Before we check out the Crusaders campaign, Lenox enters tonight 19-10 overall, and they finish second to Martinsdale St. Mary's in the Pride of Iowa Conference with a 9-5 record. They knocked off Sydney and Fremont Mills and upset Mount Air to get to tonight. For Coon Rapids Baird, they're 27-3. They cruise through the Rolling Valley Conference this year, going 12-0 on their way to another conference title. They've topped ACGC 5-1 and AHSTW 16-2 to get to Substate. And Mason, they use dominant pitching against ACGC or ACGC, and then it was the bats and the offensive explosion, and they got scoring early and often against AHSTW. Mason, you called that one. I called the ACGC pitching performance for Ty Hayden. They've got both of those covered in the postseason, and tonight it may take both of them.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at this team in general, obviously when you have the last name Hayden on the hill, you're going to have a chance to win about every game. And then when you have the last name Hayden in the box, you're going to have a chance to win about every game, because when we go back to that AHSTW game, Cal Hayden leads off, solo home run. They get a couple of guys on. Ty Hayden had that stand-up double right after him. Then they go to that middle of that first inning. They only have one out. Ty Hayden's back up with bases loaded, blasts a grand slam shot over the left field wall. They go up like 10-1 after the first inning, and it was just complete dominance. I mean, they played like the number one team in Class 1A.
So they come in number one, as you mentioned, and they get to face Lenox. And it's a team that they played not once this year, but twice in late May. It was a doubleheader, and the Crusaders got a couple wins that night, 4-3 and 15-0. But Lenox obviously proved that they can hang with the Crusaders in one of those games, where the Crusaders rolled in the other. So which Lenox team do we expect to come out here tonight against the Crusaders?
Yeah, I think the big thing is, on the flip side, what Crusaders team do you want to see tonight here? If you see Ty Hayden going out and going double-digit strikeouts and doing all that stuff, you know, you need to really be scared if you're Lenox coming into the box. But if Lenox comes out and they're pitching dominant, they're playing the field well, and they're hitting the ball well, they could give the Crusaders some trouble tonight.
Thanks to Casey Miners back in studio tonight. Our pregame show is brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Both teams are hoping to end state tournament droughts. We'll take a look at the history of both teams, and we'll check out tonight's starting lineups when the Mackey Motors pregame show continues next on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com. During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Get out. Have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Bowl a few frames on their 8 lanes, then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone. From hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders and all area teams.
Talk about hot and fresh. We are all going to be hot tonight. Nobody's going to be feeling fresh by the end of this one. But, yeah, it's a warm one. It says it's only 89 with plenty of blue sky to go here tonight. It just feels way warmer than 89. You've got the turf field. You've got the all-metal bleachers surrounding us. All of that heat is radiating. Certainly going to be a warm one down on the field, especially tonight.
Yeah, and if you're playing on that, I mean, for us, it's all right because we're looking out there and just watching them. But if you're playing on that field, I mean, you got to be well hydrated. You got to be well stretched. You got to be ready to go. Otherwise, it's going to be a rude awakening when you step out there.
Along with Mason Nealand, I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight. If you're looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, stop by Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. Lennox is seeking their ninth overall state trip since 1980. It's been a long time coming, though, since their last one after a four-peat. They got there 2006 through 2009, including runner-up in 2009, champion in 2006. But since 2009, no trips to state. That's what they're up against tonight. And for Coon Rapids Bear, they're seeking their seventh state trip since 1995. It's also been several years since they've been there. 2019, the last time the Crusaders made it. And you look at Ty Hayden and Cal Hayden especially. Those two are the names synonymous with Coon Rapids Bear baseball right now, as is John Waddle. But the Haydens, they were probably, what, fourth and fifth grade or so when they made it to state last time. They've got a chance, especially for Cal, to get over the hump, which they've been unable to do here the last few years, get past upstate. Could tonight be the night? Cal's senior year for Ty going into senior year. What a special way for the Haydens it would be, and for the Waddles and for the entire communities that make up Coon Rapids Baird, if they can punch their ticket here tonight.
Yeah. Cal, the first thing he said to me when he comes over for our post game last time is he goes, I don't want 2019 to be the last time that Coon Rapids Baird makes it. And he goes, especially when I've been here, he goes, I want to be at the state baseball tournament. I want to be in Carroll. I want to play even further in the postseason here. And, you know, for him, I mean, going to Iowa Western, the one thing he hasn't accomplished as a Coon Rapids Bear Crusader is that state tournament. So I think for him, he goes, it doesn't matter what we have to do tonight. We just have to do it to win here tonight. For Ty Hayden, you look and you say, my older brother's leaving. I've got a younger brother on this team, and this is probably our best chance to make the state tournament. We have to do it this year.
And I know I was in Sioux City for the basketball sub-state final where they were technically the favorite. Couldn't get the job done, and that's kind of been the story a few times in baseball over the years, too. This is a special group of kids that they've got right now, and hopefully they can get the job done here tonight. As, again, the Crusaders are seeking their first trip to state since 2019. They've also been there 2015, 2011, 2007, 2001, and 1995. Both teams. Right around, actually, both teams made the state tournament in 07. So we'll see if the Crusaders can make it happen tonight or if Lennox can make their ninth trip to state and first since 09. It's the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for this affair, and we will begin with the visitors of Lennox, 19-10 on the year. Trevor Luther is their head coach. Senior Dawson Evans, the shortstop, will lead off. He's hitting .500 for the year. Right off the bat, we'll see what kind of hitter he is. Laramie Stokes, the senior pitcher, will bat second. hitting just under 500 himself, an OPS over 1.3, also one of their top pitchers. We'll see him at the top of the lineup, too, in the two slot. Jack Reed, the sophomore center fielder, will bat third. Wiley Brokaw, the sophomore catcher, bats fourth. Rogan Peterson, sophomore second baseman, batting fifth, batting sixth. Winston Adams, the sophomore at first. Chase O'Reilly, the sophomore right fielder, is batting seventh. Carson Reed, the freshman left fielder, bats eighth. And the DH, Laramie Stokes, bats in the ninth slot as the DH. More of your pregame show next after this.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Valley High School in West Des Moines, site of a sub-state final tonight, won a sub-state 8. Winner moves on to the state tournament at Merchants Park on Monday, and it'll either be the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders or the Lenox Tigers. I gave you the Lenox starting lineup. Did not quite get to the bottom of the starting lineup, though, with the DH Laramie Stokes. Actually, I'm going to double-check that. I think I jotted a number down wrong. We'll take a look at that in a sec. For Coon Rapids Baird, senior first baseman Cal Hayden will lead off. Ty Hayden, the pitcher, will bat second. Mason Culbertson at third will bat third. Lake Hayden, freshman catcher in the four slot. Jace Baker, junior center fielder, batting fifth. Junior shortstop Caden Oswald in the sixth. Seven hitter is Max Sherburn, the senior second baseman. Eli McAllister, sophomore in the eighth slot. He'll play in left field. Right fielder Cole Kretzinger, a senior for the Crusaders. Should be a fun one. Mason, before we get going, final thoughts on our Mackey Motors pregame show.
You're going to get a real taste of Merchants Park tonight for the team that wins, because there is huge foul lines down the first and third base side and to the backstop here. So catchers, pitchers, first baseman, third baseman, all going to be mindful of that. You'll learn at Merchants Park quick. You don't want to throw one over like that.
And we are getting ready to go here. So I took a picture of the lineup card and wrote down number 2. My thumb was covering the 3. It should have been 32, Brandon Ramirez, the DH. I got to look into that again, and I had Laramie Stokes on there twice, but he's the DH in place of Beckham Peterson, the third baseman, and we are underway with the first pitch at 6:54. Second pitch, a rocket ship to left field, and that will hop near the warning track, and it'll be a stand-up double in the leadoff spot for Dawson Evans. Came in hitting 500. It's hit number 46 on the year. It's his sixth double. And that's the kind of start Lennox was looking for against Ty Hayden on the hill, making start number 8 tonight.
I will say a very kind of high ball that time, as McAllister played deep in left field, but that one almost just kind of sailed and kept sailing until it bounced on the warning track. A nice job, though, McAllister, to get that thing right in.
So underway, and now a lefty bit batting here for the Lenox Tigers, looking for win 20 on the year, rather. As we've got Ty Hayden pitching, facing Laramie Stokes. And with a runner at second, a leadoff double for Dawson Evans. Couple pitches in. Count is 0-2. Some early strikes from Hayden, who has struck out 70 this year, walked 17. You saw him pitch one inning on Saturday. He came in, got a couple strikeouts, didn't give up any hits or runs. He got a five-inning outing in their postseason opener a week ago today. Here's a ground out to second base. Stokes grounds out to Max Sherbrin, and that's an easy throw to Cal Hayden at first, as we've got sirens to our east with an ambulance traveling past on Valley Drive. Jack Reed, sophomore center fielder, batting now, but the ground out by Stokes did move Evans down the line to third, so right away a runner in scoring position ready to come home if Jack Reed could pick up RBI number 30 this season. Hayden's pitch, righty to a lefty, outside, misses. Blake Hayden hauls it in for ball one. Jack Reed hitting .414 this year. So you look at the top three hitters, all batting well over .400. They got some meat at the top of their order as expected.
Yeah, and that's huge for them here if they can get a run in early to try and get that lead and put some pressure on the Crusaders' defense.
Ty Hayden, an ERA of 1.4 this year. And a late call from the umpire, a low strike to Reed. 29 hits, 28 runs, 29 RBIs. He's got three doubles on the year. He gets on quite a bit, on base 59% of the time. He's got a 1-1 count. Ty Hayden looks over at third straight away, and the 1-1's on the way. There's a swinging strike upstairs, and Jack Reed wanted to take that one for a ride. Comes up empty. It's 1-2 here. Substate 1, 1A Substate 8, rather. This final underway here. We got started a little before 7 o'clock, and we've got one out, runner at third, 1-2 the count. Crusaders pitching with Ty Hayden, and that's a looking strike three. They get the leadoff double, a ground out, a strikeout, and just like that, two away with one at third. Wiley Brokaw batting now.
And important, Nick, you know, we kind of talked about, you know, the impact of getting the run across early to put some pressure on Coon Rapids Baird. If you can get the three outs with a runner at third, that puts a lot of pressure on the middle of the lineup when they come back up.
If you're Lennox and you get the leadoff double with no outs, you obviously feel like, all right, we should get this one home easily. Crusaders trying to make that not the case. Here's a pitch outside corner strike to Wiley Brokaw. First hitter under 400 for the Tigers, hitting .341, no slouch. 28 hits, 25 RBIs. There's a swinging strike two with some heat from Hayden.
And I tell you what, Ty throws about 92, 93 on his fastball, and he comes at it really quick. So it's hard to catch up to a guy like that who's throwing in the mid-90s.
A leadoff hit. That runner is at third. Dawson Evans, two outs later. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that's a swinging strike three. He gets back-to-back batters on K's, and they're going to leave Dawson Evans stranded at third. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Good start for the Crusaders after Lennox gets the leadoff double. And we go to the bottom of the first. Substate final continues next. We're live from West Des Moines at Valley High School.
Let's hear it for the Crusaders. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids is proud to back our hometown athletes on the field and everywhere in between. From the first pitch to the walk-off wins, you bring the heart, the hustle, and the hometown pride. We're right there with you, cheering you on every step of the way. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, supporting our Crusaders.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
In the top of the first, but they leave Dawson Evans stranded as Ty Hayden takes care of business in the top of the first, strikes out the last two batters, Jack Reed and Wiley Brokaw. Now we go to the bottom of the first. Top of the order had a heck of a night on Saturday. Cal Hayden with the leadoff home run in Coon Rapids in that substate or district final. Now it's a substate final. Boy, just imagine the sea of red and white to our right if he could do it again here in a moment.
Yeah, and I tell you what, here, is there a better 1-2 duo at the top of the lineup with the number one hitter in every single class, according to Bound, and then his older brother who was going to Iowa Western to play baseball, so no slouch himself hitting in, what, high 500s, I think, as well?
16 for Ty, and then Cal is at 549.
I mean, you can't do anything with them. I know that AHS tried to intentionally walk both of them. They give up two runs with the bases loaded to intentionally walk both these guys. That tells you the impact and the level of fear that these two Hayden boys instill in a bunch of pitchers.
So Cal is up next. He'll lead things off for the Crusaders. Not only does he have the third most hits in Class 1A, tied for third anyway, he's also number two in walks. So that on-base percentage, outstanding, 67% for Cal Hayden, and he'll take the first pitch, and that's straight down Broadway. The senior will take a strike on the hill for Laramie Stokes. It'll be his ninth start of the year. He's got a 6-0 record. He has had an outstanding year. His ERA is .83. He's given up just 23 hits, 7 runs, 4 earned. He has struck out 42. He's only walked 7. You look at his numbers, they're pretty stout.
Yeah, and I will say something you point out about Cal Hayden here as well. You know, Stokes, really good pitcher. Doesn't take a lot of swings on the first pitch strike.
1-1 pitch on its way from Stokes to the inside. And that'll be a ball as Cal backs away ever so slightly. 1-for-1. Had the home run in the leadoff spot. Was walked a couple times. Scored 3 times. Couple RBIs for Cal on Saturday night. And he'll take Stokes 2-1. This is an outside strike to the lefty, and the count is tied up 2-2. Scoreless, bottom of the first inning here, Coon Rapids Baird and Lennox. And this 1A Substate 8 final winner plays at Merchants Park on Monday in the quarterfinal round. 2-2 from Laramie Stokes, senior versus senior. Cal fouls this one away over to the third base dugout and back behind. Count remains even 2-2.
And Nick, you see the field here. If you look in the outfield and the infield, they shifted a lot of these guys. Shortstop playing almost behind the second base bag. The outfield shifted all the way to the right to try and prevent him going down that right side. But he took his home run last time opposite field, so he can do both ways.
The right field fence is just under 300, so if there's a good field to homer, one to left, this could be it. Here's a little grounder to second, and Cal will be put out at first as Brogan Peterson fields that one cleanly, gets it to the sophomore at first, Winston Adams. And Ty Hayden comes up as the Crusaders go 0-for in the leadoff spot, unlike Lennox. Ty Hayden now, the junior pitcher, batting here in the 2 slot. And you look at his rankings in Class 1A, they are outstanding. Top slugging percentage, number 2 in hits, tied for second in doubles, total bases, on-base percentage. He's top 2 in all those categories, and he takes a strike from Laramie Stokes. So a nice all-pitcher battle here. Ty Hayden and Laramie Stokes, they have combined to go 11-0 as pitchers this year. Both have ERAs under 2. This will be a fun one to watch throughout the night. Swinging strike 2 for Ty Hayden, batting .616 this year, 53 hits, 48 runs, 64 RBIs. And for just a moment on Saturday, Ty and Cal were tied with 7 home runs. But then later in the first inning, Ty got the grand slam for his 8th homer of the year. 0-2, well outside, and the count's 1-2.
Yeah, and tonight, you know, if you can get the top of the order out for both squads here, it's going to come down to which one of the middle of the orders is able to get this one done, because obviously Lennox has got a good order, but Ty and Cal are really good as well.
1-2 from Stokes. Ty Hayden pops this one up over our head in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, and that's out of play here. We are just outside of Valley High School. That's off to our north, and they've also got Valley playing 5A softball tonight to try to get to state. So the folks at Valley High School, gracious enough to host this one tonight, they've got a busy night themselves across the way. 1-2 count for Laramie Stokes. Nobody on, one out, and he chased that one but fouls it away. Count remains 1-2. Could have been 2-2, but he'll live for another pitch.
Yeah, and you're lucky to get the bat on that one. I mean, he almost bent over and was almost dribbling it off the left side of the batter's box there. You got to protect, obviously, but knowing that one's outside, a rare kind of miscue for Ty there.
In over 100 plate appearances this year, he's only been struck out twice, and he will ground this one fouled Nope, they're going to scoop it up on the baseline right in front of first. It was about to go foul. Honestly, a pretty heads-up play there by Winston Adams. Could have let that one go for a foul ball, but he had a nice lead on Hayden. If he picked it up, stepped on the bag, gets the out, and both Hayden round out over toward first or second base.
Yeah, now you're going to see the middle of the lineup start to work here for Coon. You're going to need to get some guys on, get some hits. You know, you don't want to go for 10 runs in one swing. You want to just get guys on, build something here, get a little momentum rolling.
Two outs, Mason Culbertson batting now. Bit of a wild pitch, but Wiley Brokaw, the sophomore behind the plate, able to get out and haul that one in. Culbertson hitting .366 this year. He's got 26 hits, 19 runs, and 21 RBIs, a pair of home runs. As a team, they've got 19, and he'll take the 1-0 and swing away for strike one.
Yeah, and that one, nice breaking ball that time. Culbertson kind of swung level with the ball, but it already dropped through the zone and towards the bottom of the catcher's glove.
1-1 the count. Both teams looking to put their opponent back to the dugout with a scoreless first inning. The Crusader defense did that. Lennox trying to answer back and do the same. 1-2 the count after a foul ball by Culbertson over the first base dugout. That's where the Crusaders are at tonight. Red uniforms, white pants, white numbers. Lennox in the all-white uniforms. Lennox in black text. They are gold and black, are the Tigers. And the 1-2 sent high. Fly ball, left field, two outs, and it's off the fence. And he's got two. He wants three, but he's going to turn on the binders here and slow down. What a nice shot for Culbertson to left field. I think all Crusader fans, maybe even Lennox fans, thought that one was out of here. But it takes a hop off the top of the fence, and they are on base here with a couple outs. Culbertson, what a nice play there. His fifth double of the year.
I don't know if it's just me. We've had two hits tonight, Nick, and both of them have gone that way, but it just seems like those balls float forever from where we're looking at right now. They just seem to kind of carry and carry and carry, and both of them look like home runs from here. That time for Culbertson, probably a little bit closer as it gets kind of towards the foul pole, but a nice job of him to round second and look at Coach Waddle and say, maybe we can get three, put us in scoring position, though.
Two out. They've got one at second now with Culbertson, and now Blake Hayden, the freshman catcher. He'll step in as Laramie Stokes just gave up his 24th hit of the year. Blake Hayden batting now, a .319 hitter as a freshman. Anyone that's played Coon Rapids Bear the last few years, they've got to be thinking, wait, we've got more Haydens to deal with? Blake, yeah, he's probably going to be pretty darn good too by the time. Well, I mean, he's already good. Just imagine a couple more years under his belt.
Just wait till next year. There's another one coming in. They've got a seventh grader that'll play next year.
Two balls, no strikes to Hayden. They've got a runner at second after Culbertson's double, and Stokes gets this one fouled away by Blake Hayden. 29 hits, 5 runs, 22 RBIs this year. He's the first Crusader hitter through the order without a home run this year. We've seen a couple close ones out toward left field tonight. Left field corner, 335 feet, 295 at the right field pole, 405 straight away. Two balls, one strike, misses outside, and we've got our first 3-1 count of the night. We've seen a lot of 1-1s and 2-2s, but our first 3-1, and Blake Hayden's got the lead here.
And now important, if it's close, put the bat on the ball, try to find something to bring in Culbertson here.
3-1, upstairs, 2-on now with the walk for Blake Hayden. And now we've talked so much about Cal and Ty Hayden, and then it was Culbertson to get the double. Blake gets on base, kind of an unsung hero offensively for the Crusaders this year, Jace Baker hitting .351.
Yeah, he's a kid that was invited to our TV Sports Network All-Star Rewind team. That'll be coming up on Thursday. Nick, I think you'll be there as well. We get the whole crew kind of hanging out there. But he's a guy that's quietly had a great season in center field, even in right. You know, he's a fast kid, but he can also put the bat on the ball and get him some runs across the board.
Gilbad here, the junior center fielder in the 5 slot. And with a couple outs, 2-on, 1 in scoring position, Baker will bat now. Third base is open on the hill. It's Laramie Stokes. He's a lefty. And for Cal and Ty and Mason, Stokes was pitching a lot of strikes, but now that's about 4 or 5 balls in his last 6 to 7 pitches. Crusaders got the one walk with Hayden, and now Baker ahead in the count with a 1-0. Lefty on lefty, 1-0, and he ducks, takes ball 2. Stokes losing a little bit of control here, maybe here midway through the batting lineup.
And this is important because, you know, when it gets warm like this, you want to get your pitcher off the hill as fast as possible. So he's out there throwing a bunch of these at-bats. It really hurts him when you get to the next innings.
Jace Baker, takes this one on the high side again. Straight across the plate, but on the high side. Three balls, no strikes. And it's Baker well ahead in the count. And it's always interesting to see what the strategy is here with three balls, no strikes. Do you swing at anything, or do you just hope for the walk? We'll see what Baker does. On base 53% of the time, he'll take a look and strike.
Yeah, and important that time, I know a lot of times for Coon Rapids Baird, they're probably not swinging on that one, you know, just kind of see and feel out where the pitcher is at. But now it's important, too, if it's close, you have to go get it.
By the way, Blake Hayden came out. Courtesy running for him is Andrew McAllister, a freshman. Outside pitch, that's ball four. No. They're going to call that a strike right on the edge.
That was, I mean, if we had the MLB rules, we could tap the old helmet and figure that one out. But we're not lucky enough to have that just yet here in Iowa.
So the count is 3-2, and now Jace Baker will get a full count with two on and two outs, a scoreless first inning, and he's going to send this one a little blooper toward center field, and it will drop in and score the first run of the game. It's an RBI single for Jace Baker, a little blooper toward center field, and it brings home Mason Culbertson.
And that's, Nick, I mean, you talk about it all the time with these guys. You know, you've got power hitters in this lineup, but it's the kids that can get little pokes like that to score runs. That's just as important as the home runs, as the big plays here, is to get those runs across by little bloopers.
That one over the head of Dawson Evans is short, underneath Jack Reed in center field, and that's the best-case scenario. You have that kind of hit with two outs because your runners are going no matter what. If that happens with no or one out, that might just load the bases. Instead, it's an RBI single, and we've got runners on the corners now for the Crusaders as they have a 1-0 lead. Crusaders draw first blood in this 1A sub-state final. Substate 8, pitch outside, and Oswald will take ball one. The junior shortstop hitting 236 with 17 hits, 23 runs, 20 RBIs this year, and he's been struck out and walked 26 times. Bottom of the first inning, a 1-0 lead. Crusaders doing all of this damage despite Ty and Cal Hayden grounding out for two outs before anybody else gets on, but it's been Mason Culbertson, Blake Hayden, and Jace Baker with some offense here, courtesy of Culbertson's double, a walk for Hayden and his good eye, and Jace Baker's RBI single. Hayden Oswald will get to face Stokes, and now time called. Home plate umpire comes away from behind the catcher. Now he'll walk back in. It's hot for the coaches, it's hot for the players, and it's especially hot for those umpires out there in extra layers. Here's the 1-1. Runner goes to second, and Baker will pick up a steal.
Important with that now, Nick, you had a runner at third. Now that Baker goes to second, with a guy like him, if you put this through the outfield, you take a 3-0 lead.
Especially that shot that we just saw from Baker, a little blooper. That same thing happens again. Doesn't even have to be very far, and that can score two. Two balls, one strike. Oswald lets this go, and that'll be a looking strike two, as the Crusaders have a 1-0 lead, but they've got two in scoring position right now, with McAllister at third and Baker is at second. And Caden Oswald hoping to bring Max Sherbrin up to bat next. The senior second baseman, the 2-2, that's well outside. Brokaw has to get out of his stance, and we've got a full count.
And now, you know, full count, anything close, you got to swing. And we've seen that the strike zone has been kind of big tonight. So anything close, you really do have to try and put the bat on the ball.
Payoff pitch coming with a couple outs, two in scoring position. The Crusaders batting in the bottom of the first. They've got a 1-0 lead. Laramie Stokes trying to get out of the inning, but it won't happen here. Oswald is on with a walk. He came in with 7 walks on the year in 33-plus innings. He's picked up a couple here as the Crusaders have a couple hits and 2 walks. The bases are loaded.
And the most important thing now, we talked about the speed at second. First, you put an all-state 100-meter sprinter at first base now. So if you put it through the infield, you have a chance to maybe push 4 if you can get one deep enough.
Senior second baseman Max Sherbrunn, he wanted his second home run of the year. Comes up empty. And he'll take an 0-1 count. Sherbrunn, a 179 hitter, does have one of the team's 19 home runs, 12 hits, 21 runs, 18 RBIs. Playing at second base tonight, the 0-1 well outside, and that almost gets past Wiley Brokaw, and with the runner at third, and obviously all the bags full, pass balls, obviously scoring territory too if you're the Crusaders.
Yeah, and I mean, again, huge backstop here at Valley, so you're more than likely scoring one. The guy from second's probably rounding.
Max Sherbrunn will look for the 1-1 pitch. It's on the way from Stokes, and he comes up swinging, got nothing. And the count is 1-2. So now Stokes has given up one, hoping to keep it at one if he can get one more strike into Sherbrunn. But the base is jammed here for the Crusaders with two outs. It's a 1-0 lead, Crusaders. And he's going to drop this one into center field. That will land in the glove of Jack Reed, though I thought it might drop in front. Instead, he makes a nice play on it. Sherbrunn will fly out, and that will leave the bases loaded, but not until one run comes in on a pair of hits, no errors. And again, three left on, but that all happens with two outs. We go to the top of the second inning. It's a 1-0 Crusader lead. You're listening to Coon Rapids Baird Baseball on KKRL Carroll.
And here's the pitch. Oh, that's going to leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. You'll get that fixed for you in a jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paint work and body work on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. His professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give him a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
We are one inning in, and we've got ourselves a 1-0 lead for your Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders seeking their first state appearance since 2019. Go back an extra decade for the last time Lennox made the state tournament. 5-6-7 hitters due up for the Lennox Tigers. 19-10 on the year, led by Coach Trevor Luther. 27-3 Coon Rapids Baird. John Waddle, the longtime head coach, pop fly out towards center field. Jace Baker's got a beat on it. He's got a little bit of shade at his back from the trees beyond the outfield fence, and he hauls that one in about the only place on the field with some shade. Everybody else in the beating sun fly out to center field for Brogan Peterson, hitting 310 on the year. He'll have to wait for hit 28. Winston Adams now, sophomore first baseman, batting with one away. And Ty Hayden's pitch, helmet high, ball one.
And Ty, you can tell he's very kind of composed right now. You see the emotion when he comes off the bag here. So I think if you're Lennox, you got to really be able to kind of get yourself in that same level of composure to hit the ball.
Hayden's 1-0. That was going to be well outside, but Winston Adams fouls it away. And so the count is 1-1. Hayden pitching, Ty Hayden, Blake Hayden catching behind the plate, Cal Hayden at first. Max Sherbrunn's at second, Caden Oswald the shortstop, Mason Culbertson is the third baseman. Outfielders, I'll give you those in a moment for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Ty Hayden's 1-1 on the way. There's a swinging strike two as Winston Adams, a 273 hitter, wanted hit 19 there. You've got Eli McAllister in left field, Jace Baker the center fielder, and Cole Kretzinger out in right field, sophomore, junior, senior. The 1-2, and that's the first wild pitch of the day from Ty Hayden, and Winston Adams ducks. That one goes past. I would have probably plunked him on the head otherwise. 2-2.
And sometimes you got to wear it, but if it's about neck high, you probably don't want to wear that one, especially, you know, if you can get out of the way and get another swing at it.
2-2 count. Lennox trailing 1-0 in the top of the second inning. We've got back-to-back wild pitches, but fortunately for Ty Hayden, one away, nobody on. And if you're going to have wild pitches or pass balls, now is the time to get them out of the way when nobody can take advantage of it. And Coach Waddle will pick up that ball near the on-deck circle. And a very short conference is maybe not a bad time for him to just come out and
say a couple words. I think he handed him a sandbag or something to put in his hand because I knew he was wiping his short or on his pants a lot. So I think it gave him something to get the hands kind of dry and ready to go.
I was going to say, with how hot and humid it is, it probably is some sweat. But here's the 3-2, and that's going to be a walk. Wasn't as wild as the last couple pitches, but Adams is going to be on with the first walk of the day. They've had one base runner. Dawson Evans got a leadoff double in the first inning, was left stranded at third. And now a walk here with one out. Winston Adams on base. Chase O'Reilly, the sophomore right fielder, will bat now. He is a lefty, and we'll see what the 221 hitter can do this year. A lot of singles for him, 14 out of his 15 hits, along with one double this year. 15 hits, 17 runs, 14 RBIs. He has played in all of Lennox's 30 games now. Ty Hayden, after the walk, puts this one through, and we've got a pass ball, and the runner will advance to second. That's Adams.
And for Tiger, I don't know what's exactly going on, but you've had three wild pitches now in your last two batters. You've got to figure something out, whether that's take some heat off the ball, you know, get your routine a little bit slower, just kind of get ready for this pitch and don't throw it past because you're going to start walking in runs.
I'm not throwing 90 miles an hour. I've just got a pen in my hand and a laptop keyboard, and my hands are sweaty. I can't imagine what he's dealing with out there and what all these players are dealing with out there playing in this heat, but you've been doing it most of the summer. For some reason, it just seems to be impacting him more right here in the second inning. A 1-0 Crusader lead over the Lennox Tigers. Lennox batting in the top of the second inning here on 93.7 KKRL. They'll fake the pickoff attempt at second, where Winston Adams is at after his walk. But they will hold serve. 1-1 the count, one out. 1-0 is your score. Crusaders are on top. Top of the second, that's a strike. And just like that, he's back ahead with a 1-2 count.
And Ty's got a really nice job of, you know, knowing where he wants the ball at, and he places it really well. But, you know, now it's time to really hunker down. If you can get a strike out here, that'd be huge for the inning.
Hayden, 41 innings pitched this year, an ERA of 1.37. He's given up 22 hits, 13 runs, 8 earned, and there's a swinging strike 3. Chase O'Reilly goes down for the third Hayden strike of the night, strikeout. And there are two outs with a runner in scoring position for the Tigers here in the top of the second.
And Lennox, you know, you've really got to figure something out on the bats here because this is the second time you've had two outs with a runner in scoring position here. And if you leave him stranded once again here, you might be in a little bit of trouble because Coon's going to really fuel the momentum heading into this next inning.
Carson Reed, freshman left fielder in the eighth slot. He'll bat now. Hitting just 132 this year. Outside strike from Ty Hayden. Starting to pitch more strikes back-to-back-to-back here, as it looks like whatever Waddle brought him seems to be helping keep his hand a little drier than it was earlier in the inning. 0-1 count, that one outside, and the count evens up 1-1. Coon Rapids Baird looking for a trip to state for the first time since 2019, 2009 for Lennox. One of our local softball teams advanced last night with Exira EHK Audubon. Quarterfinals coming up on Monday, and there is a swinging strike 2 for Carson Reed.
And Nick, we're covering almost all aspects of tonight. Jeff Blankton here with video camera. We got Jeff Story on with photos. All that going to be available within the next couple of days here. I know Jeff's going to edit some stuff tonight, maybe tomorrow as well, so it should be out.
Runner at second, two outs for the Tigers. The 1-2, and that's fouled away off the net behind home plate. He remains in it. And all of the videos and photos can be found online with our CB Sports Network Facebook page, sports.carrollbroadcasting.com for our website. We will get you all the content you need from this one. We've got a 1-2 count, top of the second inning. Hayden's pitch, outside, count evens up 2-2 for Carson Reed. If Reed reaches, we'll get to the DH, a freshman, Brandon Ramirez, has not had a ton of playing experience this year. Just 10 at-bats. They'll fake the throw to second as Adams will slide in. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The Crusaders trying to preserve this 1-0 lead going into the bottom of the second inning with two outs right now. Ty Hayden glances over at second. Oswald covering from short, and there's the swinging strike 3. Two innings down, 4 strikeouts for Hayden. Through 8 batters, Lennox has gone scoreless, and we are midway through the second. Crusaders leading 1-0. You're listening to Coon Rapids Baird Baseball on 93.7 KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions.
Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Live just outside Valley High School at the Valley Baseball Field in West Des Moines, home of tonight's 1A Sub-State 8 final. We're in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. He's Mason Nealon. I'm Nick Brinks, Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. You saw the bats come alive Saturday. Ty Hayden pitched an outstanding game last Tuesday in their playoff opener. And so far, it's certainly not been the bats. But his pitching has kept this one so far so good anyway. But obviously here in the first inning, Cal and Ty Hayden both grounded out. And then the bats started to come alive just a little bit. Now we'll see what they do in the second inning with Eli McAllister, the leadoff hitter. And this pitch is right across the plate, but a little high. And a ball to the 258 hitter. 23 hits, 25 runs, 26 RBIs. The sophomore has one home run this year, and he'll take the 1-0, swings and misses for strike one.
And McAllister that time just kind of pulled his head up kind of early on that one. You saw kind of looking up into the field by the time that the ball was there. You got to keep your head in there, make sure you make contact, and then worry about running after.
The 1-1 pitch from Stokes, and that's across the plate for a second strike. In that opening inning with two outs, Mason Culbertson picked up a double, and then Jace Baker's RBI single to shallow center field drove home Culbertson. Also had a couple of walks in that opening inning. Here in the bottom of the second, 1-2 count, pitch to McAllister. That's almost in the turf, plucked away by Wiley Brokaw behind home plate. 2-2. Winner tonight heads to Carroll's Merchants Park. And the 2-2 from Stokes. That's a swinging strike three. It'll be his first K of the night.
And I kind of said this the other night, you know, Nick, with the bottom of the lineup here, if you're Lennox, you want to get these two guys early because you go to the top lineup with Cal and Ty. So if you can get the bottom two and have two outs going up into Cal Hayden, you look better than having Kretzinger or McAllister on and then having Cal Hayden step up.
Kretzinger, a couple of walks and a pair of runs in that 16-2 win over AHSTW on Saturday. And he'll take a strike. Bottom of the order, wearing number 9, Cole Kretzinger, the senior right fielder, a .224 hitter this year. Did a lot of pitching for the Crusaders this season. And the 0-1 misses up and away, evens it up 1-1. A 1-0 Crusader lead. They scored one run in the first inning. Looking to do the same here or more in the bottom of the second. As they have shut out Lennox through the first two. The 1-1, and Kretzinger fouls one away at the feet of Coach Waddle, but he will let the third baseman, Beckham Peterson, to field that one. 1-2. 15 hits on the year for Kretzinger, 18 runs, 11 RBIs. The seniors put together a nice campaign, and the 1-2 is on the high side. We've got an even 2-2 count. Crusaders leading 1-0. Bottom of the second inning with one out, nobody on. The 2-2 from Laramie Stokes, and that will miss low, and we've got ourselves a full count. And after Kretzinger, we'll get back to the top of the order for Cal Hayden and Ty Hayden, both grounded out near first or second in that first inning. Payoff pitch to Kretzinger, swinging strike three, and Stokes goes back-to-back on K's. So now Cal Hayden's up. He grounded out. Second baseman Brogan Peterson in the opening inning. You can probably count on not that many fingers. How many times this season in the first inning, Cal Hayden and Ty Hayden were both retired? both hitting over 500 with a boatload of walks, too. Probably hasn't happened a whole lot this year, if I had to guess.
I don't know if it's ever happened, honestly. I don't
sure
know if I've
I'm sure it's happened at some point.
It's got to happen somewhere, but in the first inning, you never
know. First pitch on the high side for Cal Hayden. 7 home runs for him this year. Again, he came in number 2 in runs scored in Class 1A with 67, just an astronomical number. And he'll take the 1-0. And that's across the plate. Cal wanted to send that one over the 295 right field wall, but will miss, and it's 1-1.
And Cal did this the last game when he looks back at Ty here. They kind of communicate what their curveballs look like. He kind of shows him, here's what the hand's going to look like when it comes, so you know that it's coming for you next pitch.
The 1-1 count, and the pitch from Stokes to Hayden. Another strike, this one looking. Hayden batting 543, 50 hits, 34 walks on the season. And he's got a 1-2 count, trying to strike out all 3 batters in the inning. Won't happen here, foul ball. That's up over our head in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. I'm Nick Brinks alongside Mason Nieland. And again, as you mentioned, we'll have photos and videos from tonight. Jeff Storyhan and Jeff Blankman are all here. We're giving this game the state track treatment. We are all here.
Yeah, we've got everyone here. No, we just didn't get Bennett. It's the only bad part.
1-2. I hear he's in Van Meter tonight. And Cal takes one. Could have wore it, but will back away and take the 2-2 count. I think he's enjoying some, I don't know if, I think maybe he's got some relatives or something that he's maybe watching there tonight, but they've got a game going on somewhere in Van Meter tonight. 2-2 from Stokes. That's a swinging. No, that's a foul ball. I didn't see that he made contact at first, and then I see it dribbling over to the on-deck circle. So Hayden stays alive. There are so many impressive stats when you look at Cal and Ty. The fact that they have combined for only 9 strikeouts this year and almost 200 at-bats, well over 200 plate appearances, that's just insane. 2-2, Hayden rips one to right, and it will get past the right fielder, Chase O'Reilly. Back to the wall, he chases it down, Hayden's on his way to third, and he's there easily as John Waddle puts up the stop sign.
And you knew that time, right? I mean, for a kid that's ran at state track for, 4 years now, you knew that the second that ball gets past that poor right fielder, Cal's digging in, turning first base, and he's getting all the way to third. I almost thought for a minute if he didn't get to that ball quick enough, Cal could have rounded third and maybe had a chance to beat him at home.
Hard to say. Did you give that an error, or did he just put that in a good spot and Riley was just not quite able to get to it?
I call it an error because Riley kind of stutter-stepped.
It seemed like he maybe took a wrong step there.
He stutter-stepped and then went to try and scoop, and then I don't know if he wanted to try and catch it or try and scoop, but he made that kind of upwards motion with it, and by the time he made the upwards motion, it already hit and went right under his bat or right under his glove. But I will give him credit. He turned around really quick and knew, I got to go get this ball, or this might be an inside the park or off of an error.
And we just mentioned it a moment ago, that right field fence is only 295. That's pretty shallow for a right field. If that was the Coon Rapids right field, he might have had a chance to come all the way home.
Yeah, I think, 387?
I'm going to say they've got a really deep right field. And they're going to intentionally walk Ty Hayden. He doesn't like it, but he'll take his base.
And I think they may break somebody in to run for him here as Coach John Waddle's coming down. But he told me right after the game, I was like, is that something you don't like is when people intentionally walk you? And he goes, I'm a hitter. He goes, I want to hit the ball. He goes, I want to drive in runs. He's like, I can't drive in runs standing at first base. But he also is a team player to know, if I'm at first base, I have a chance to get driven in, and we can take a bigger lead here. So now for Culbertson, you got to realize you got to hit this ball and get Cal back in.
Well, Culbertson did his job in the last inning. Cal and Ty both went down on ground outs, 2 outs. Here comes Mason Culbertson, and he sends a rocket ship that we thought had a chance to go all the way. Kind of fizzled out by the time it got to the fence, but it was a stand-up double, and if he did that here, he could drive in a couple runs. Crusaders lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. And with 2 outs, 2 on, Culbertson with that double and run in the first inning. We'll see what he can do here, and he's going to drop that one in the gap in left center field. It will be an RBI single, and Tucker Lewis slides in safe at third. He's the courtesy runner for Ty Hayden. So Cal Hayden reaches on the error. He'll score an unearned run, And Culberson's RBI single drives them home. Crusaders 2, Tigers nothing.
And a huge hit there from Culberson. First pitch, he's just confident enough to say, you know what, let's go get this run on the board and blast it into that gap. Any deeper in that gap, Tucker Lewis is probably going to score, but a nice job that time as well from Culberson to kind of stand in between both first and second and wait for the throw to come to third, because if that throw comes a little bit late or it comes and gets past the third baseman, you can get to second base.
For the second straight inning, the Crusaders' first two batters are out. First inning ground outs, strikeout this inning, and then the offense gets going. So they've got a 2-0 lead, two outs right now, runners on the corners again with a pair. Culbertson at first and Lewis at third. We've got a pass ball, and the runner will slide in, and he will beat the throw that never got there. Wiley Brokaw couldn't get to the ball in time. Two runs across for the Crusaders. Tucker Lewis scores.
And that time, you know, Brokaw just had to kind of bounce weird on the glove, and it gets past him there. But for Lewis, I mean, nice job of sliding. You know, at the end of the day, no matter what, you want to get in there safe. So nice job of sliding at the end to make sure you're going to get in safe.
And over at second now, Mason Culbertson. He would represent run number four if he can come home. Now Blake Hayden sends one to left field, diving for it. Actually, Dawson Evans is going to back up from shortstop. It didn't even get out to Reed out in left field. So Evans meets him halfway, and Blake Hayden flies out to short. We are through two as the Crusaders score a pair of unearned runs in the bottom of the second inning. Mason Culbertson with another nice hit here. He's 2-for-2, picks up an RBI, and it's a 3-0 Coon Rapids Barrett Crusader lead. Third inning on the way next. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
Get out. Have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Bowl a few frames on their eight lanes, then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders and all area teams.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Southside Valley High School Valley Baseball Field here in West Des Moines. I'm Nick Brinks alongside Mason Nealand, and we come to you from the Motor Inn broadcast booth. We are two innings into this 1A Substate 8 final. Coon Rapids Baird, a little unconventional. It hasn't all been Ty Hayden and Cal Hayden offensively. Ty's pitching really well, but so far, offensively, star of the show so far, Mason Culbertson.
Yeah, I mean, the double and then the RBI single, you can't ask for more out of a kid hitting in the three slot, following up two of the best players in the state of Iowa. He's been able to really kind of shine tonight behind those two guys.
First pitch, bottom of the order. First two pitches, both miss outside to Brandon Ramirez, the freshman DH for the Lenox Tigers. He's just 3-for-10 this year. He's been used as a courtesy runner quite a bit, though, 15 runs on the year. He does have three RBIs, and he'll take the 2-0, and he fouls this one up toward the Motor Inn broadcast booth to our right, off the top of the press box, and drops into the bleachers. That was maybe 20 feet left, and you might have had a chance to put your glove to good use.
Yeah, maybe I'll catch one and try and throw it back out there. Who knows?
2-1 from Ty Hayden upstairs. Check swing, ball three. It's a 3-0 Crusader lead. We are in the top of the third inning here. Bottom of the order for Lennox as the freshman gets to bat here. And he'll take the 3-1 from Hayden. And that's strike two, full count.
And beautiful pitch there that time. I mean, kind of took a little bit off of it, you could tell, but it was right down the middle to make sure that it was there.
Went 0-for-3, all strikeouts Saturday, and he'll foul this one away to stay alive on the payoff pitch. They got the road win over Mount Air on Saturday, 5-4. And I'm sure the Crusaders were happy to not have to face Mount Air. It was a couple years ago. They had a 2-0 lead in the seventh, had a heartbreaking game slip away as they get the swinging strike three from Brandon Ramirez. And I'm sure that would have been on all their minds if they would have had to see Mount Air tonight. But Lennox gets the road win, knocks off Mount Air, and here we are seeing Lennox and Coon Rapids Baird in a sub-state final. I will always remember that game. I thought it was a strike three to end the game, 2-0. They called ball three. Next hit was like a 3-RBI double. Game could have been over. I called strike three and everything, and then the strike call never came. And I think the fans were a little hostile towards umpires at the end of that one.
I was going to say, from the way you describe it, I would assume that would be one of those that you want to get out of here as fast as you can.
They certainly did. And it's a quick 2-0 count here. Top of the order, Dawson Evans. He's got Lennox's only hit of the game. It was a leadoff double, but he was stuck at third. Did not score as the Crusaders have a 3-0 lead. We're in the top of the third here in the sub-state final. Winner to Merchants Park next Monday for the 1A quarterfinal round. 2-0 pitch from Hayden, and that's sent to right field. Cole Kretzinger looking, drifts to his left, and he hauls it in for out number two. Kretzinger with his first grab of the night.
Didn't really have to do a lot of work on that one. I mean, maybe, what, three feet to his left? He had to fly a little bit, but other than that, I mean, probably one of the easier flyouts he's had all season in right field.
Laramie Stokes up next, a ground out for him in the first inning, over to second for out number one. And the pitcher batting here in the two slot for Lennox, he's a lefty. Lennox as a team, only four home runs this year. It's a ground ball to first. Cal on the run to first, a light jog, and he is going to ground out. Cal Hayden has his number. Three up, three down inning for the Lennox Tigers, and your Crusaders bat next with a 3-0 lead. You're listening to Coon Rapids Baird Baseball on 93.7 KKRL.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you, with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
State 8 final tonight on 93.7 KKRL alongside Mason Nealand. I'm Nick Brinks. We're in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. If you're looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive as we hear Life is a Highway from Rascal Flatts. I heard today this song became like the 17th country song with a billion streams on Spotify. That's not the kind of knowledge you thought you were tuning in for tonight.
I guess, Nick, there you go. Just that different type of knowledge. But I will tell you, Nick, here, I think third and second may have switched here. Because I think Peterson may have gone to third, and I think that Becca may have gone to second here. Because I see 4-0 switched on that infield.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to catch from up here, but I saw it. I'm like, that does not look like the same kid that I had seen earlier.
All right. Well, I'm glad you caught that. And as they make plays, if we get that confirmed, yeah, I do see it looks like a zero at second. And so I'm curious the reasoning there, because I don't think either of those two players got any errors or anything. So they're just trying to mix things up. First pitch, a strike. Second pitch, also a strike to Jace Baker. He drove in the first run of the game back in the first inning. Mason Culbertson was on with that double, and Baker drove him home with a single. 0-2 count. Bottom of the third, just underway, 3-0 lead, and Baker sends this one to the foul line, and that's off the right field first base fence. No change to the count, still 0-2, but Baker 1-for-1 with that RBI 2 innings ago.
Yeah, just got a little early on that pitch there. It looked to be about 3 breaking balls straight there from Stokes to try and get him. So, you know, if you hang up a little bit on that one, it would have been a chance to be put almost at the wall in right field with that one being short.
So So around the diamond for the Lenox Tigers, Laramie Stokes pitching, Wiley Brokaw behind the plate. Winston Adams is at first. Beckham Peterson moves from third. He's over at second now. Dawson Evans is at short. Brogan Peterson moves over to third base, and here is the run to first, and we're going to get the, 3-1 put out as Winston Adams tosses back to Laramie Stokes, and Baker grounds out.
I was going to say, Baker sprinted, and, man, if you're not careful, that's one where you almost give up one on accident, but, a nice job of that time. Get to the bag, get the out, and then worry about, the next batter.
He made it much closer than I think Lenox wanted it to be. So one out for the Crusaders. They've got a 3-0 lead, bottom of the third here on 93.7 KKRL with Caden Oswald. Reached on a walk in the first inning and was left stranded, and he takes a looking strike one here in the sixth slot with one out, batting second in the inning. We're in West Des Moines tonight from the Motor Inn broadcast booth, a very toasty place to be anywhere in Iowa tonight at the ballpark. 0-1 on the way. There's a swinging strike two. Temps in the upper 80s, but without a breeze, which the American flag in right field I don't think has moved all night. A calm wind. It would be a nice night for about a 10 mile per hour wind to keep the air moving. Here's the 0-2 from Stokes, fouled away to the on-deck circle toward Max Sherbrunn, and Oswald stays alive, 0-2 still.
Yeah, I wouldn't appreciate it if the wind came out here today, but I'm assuming it's not. But one of the warmer days, but hopefully with the sun going down here, it might peek behind, those trees here soon.
Mother Nature heard state baseball and state softball are just around the corner, swinging strike three to Caden Oswald. Let's turn up the heat. All 90s for highs this week, and I'm assuming that will carry over into next week at least early. As with two outs, it's Max Sherbrunn's turn. Flew out to center field in his first plate appearance tonight. For the third out in the first. This 1A Substate 8 final is in the bottom of the third inning with a 3-0 Coon Rapids Bears lead. I'm Nick Brinks with Mason Nealon tonight with Jeff Blankman taking videos and Jeff Storyhans grabbing photos for our website, sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. First pitch curls in there for Sherbrunn, strike one.
And the important thing here, in the regional finals that they, or the sub-state finals they played recently, got to keep the foot on the gas. They've had a couple of seventh inning comebacks, got to keep the foot going here.
0-1, misses up and away. No, outside corner, got there just in time, and it's 0-2. Nobody on, two out, two up, two down innings so far for the Crusaders. But that's been their calling card so far, 0-2 to start both innings. Now all three innings. And the 0-2 misses upstairs. It is up to Max Sherbrunn to keep the streak alive.
Now, if he can put something through here, Coon Rapids would be two out rallies for three straight innings.
1-2 from Stokes. That's outside. Also gets away from Brokaw. And the count is 1-2 with two outs. 2-2 now.
I got to say, Nick, you probably appreciate this drive for how kind of short it is. Beautiful ballpark and get a call to the sub-state final.
Absolutely. Nice drive down from Ames. A little shorter than the drive to Sergeant Bluff Luton on Saturday. Here's a swinging strike three to end the inning, and they will go three up, three down for the first time tonight. It's a 3-0 Coon Rapids Bears lead. They scored one in the first, two in the second, and they've got the Lenox Tigers shut out through three. Back in a minute on KKRL Carroll.
Let's hear it for the Crusaders. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids is proud to back our hometown athletes on the field and everywhere in between. From the first pitch to the walk-off wins, you bring the heart, the hustle, and the hometown pride. We're right there with you, cheering you on every step of the way. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, supporting our Crusaders.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
We go to the fourth inning. inning. It's a 3-0 Coon Rapids Bears lead over the Lenox Tigers. 3 down. So far, so good. You get to Substate, you just have to assume it's not going to come easy like the Crusaders got on Saturday, a nice 16-2 win and a explosion for, what, 11 runs, I think, in the first inning, something like that?
Yeah, I think they closed the inning maybe 10 or 11-1. Just insane for the postseason.
So a little harder to come by are the runs tonight, but so far pitching from Ty Hayden's been fantastic. Batting has been able to do just enough. They've been doing all of their damage tonight with two outs. So now it's Lennox in the top of the fourth, Jack Reed batting. Ty Hayden has given up one hit. He's walked one and struck out five so far. And he's got an 0-2 count to Reed, who fouled one away and then takes strike two.
And important here, you know, now 0-2. Ty's probably going to go something away from the zone here to try and get him to swing and miss.
No balls, two strikes. First batter through in the fourth. A little chopper off to first, and it's Cal Hayden. He'll make the play. He ended the third inning fielding one from Stokes. He does the same thing to start the fourth as Jack Reed grounds out the Cal Hayden, and it's Wiley Brokaw's turn now. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout, one of those five Hayden Ks tonight back in the first. Just a one-hit night so far, and also one walk. That's all they've had for base runners. Both were left stranded in scoring position in the first and second innings as they trail 3-0 here at Substate in West Des Moines. On the high side, pitch to Wiley Brokaw, misses for ball one. 3.37 hitter, went 1-for-4 with a strikeout on Saturday in that 5-4 district final win over Mount Air. 1-0 the count. Hayden's pitch, he gets him to swing, and it's 1-1. Four hits for the Crusaders, one for the Tigers, and it does look like they gave Hayden that hit earlier. Scoreboard does not have the error, so they were a little more generous, I suppose, defensively.
They wanted to give him the hit there that time, but so we'll see the scorebooks later from Coach Waddle.
And there's a looking strike three. The 1-2 hits the outside corner, and that's strikeout number six for Ty Hayden tonight. First two through here in the fourth, sent packing, and it's Brogan Peterson's turn. Second baseman moved over to third last inning, and he'll bat here with two outs as Ty Hayden has been winning most of the battles so far through this one's first three-plus inning. Two outs, top of the fourth, and ball one on the first pitch.
Then Ty, even when he misses, you know, besides those three pitches that were wild, when he misses, it's pretty close as well. You see a lot of swings on those.
1-0, grounded off towards third base. Diving play from Caden Oswald. They're going to pick up their second hit of the night. Got a leadoff double in the first inning. Brogan Peterson with hit number 28 on the year. He singles off towards short and left field. And with two outs, now Lennox will see if they can get business going with a pair of outs up on the board.
Yeah, I was going to say, Coon Rapids Bears done it, you know, in two innings now. Maybe Lennox wants to just get two out and say, maybe we'll try it this way. Maybe we'll get the two outs and then try and rally here.
It's worked for the Crusaders so far. All three of their runs have come with a couple outs on the board. Runner at first, and he's going to foul this one off his own cheek, it looks like. Winston Adams popped that one toward his helmet, and his coach quickly out there to check on him. And that can't be comfortable. So they will take a look at him. But it fouled off of his bat right up toward his face. And Coach Luther and he will have a discussion at the batter's box while the Haydens will get to chat between home plate and the pitcher's mound. Now they'll look Winston Adams over. And it looks like one of their trainers from the third base dugout coming out to check on him.
Yeah, and that's a one you never kind of see. It pops right back up at him. And I thought for a minute, you know, that Hayden maybe had hit him. But then once I saw him kind of swing the bat a little bit, you know, you kind of figured that time. But, you know, an unfortunate play there. But you're hoping he's all right and able to keep going.
And it looks like he will be able to stay out there. I see him nodding his head, talking to Coach Luther and his trainer. Might have a black eye in the morning, though.
Yeah, I watched Chase Shable get a comebacker, and his black eye was gnarly after that one. So, it's never good when you get one of those right to the eye, but you know, you got to, at this point in the season, a lot of kids are probably just going to say, let me swing.
And we know Ty Hayden's got some speed on his pitch straight off the bat toward the face, so I can't imagine that took all that much speed off of it. But at least it was a glancing blow and not straight off the pitch.
Yeah, you're probably looking at mid-80s or 70s once that comes off the bat. So, I mean, I don't know if I want to take mid-80s or 70s off the face.
I'm not signing up for it either. 0-1 the count, so if you're Winston Adams, you got to be thinking, man, I took a baseball off the face and I don't even get a free base. That's bad luck.
Yeah, that one, you just took it for free, but now you gotta make Hayden pay and go out there and put the bat on the ball.
Time to buckle up for Lennox. 0-1 the count, two outs, a runner at first. Hayden's 0-1, and that's an outside corner strike. Late call from the umpire, and Adams takes strike two. Ty Hayden so far tonight, just a couple hits allowed, six strikeouts and one walk. He has held down the fort for the Crusaders on the mound. And the 0-2 fouled away as the runner goes to second. Peterson will turn around on the foul ball. Count remains 0-2. But Adams probably just happy to get some contact on it and take this foul ball off the fence instead of his noggin.
Yeah, and this time, you know, important to, on that one, put the bat on the ball, because if you swing and miss on that one, you got a runner out there at second. He's not coming around at all, but if you put the bat on the ball, you'll have a chance to put it in play and maybe make some magic here.
Two hits on the night for the Lennox Tigers. Winston Adams reached on a walk. Pickoff attempt at first. They're going to get Brogan Peterson sliding in safe. Count remains 0-2. Adams, the first baseman for Lennox, will get ready for the 0-2. There are two outs, and he rips one to left field. That one will be back near the fence, and that will hit the corner pole right underneath on the fence, and it's going to go down as an RBI double. Scoring from first is Brogan Peterson as the Lennox Tigers are on the board. And what a play for Winston Adams. Fouls one off his face, rips a single, or rather a double to left, and puts Lennox on the board. Talk about the resilience of that young man.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of like we talked a little bit ago, you know, you have a chance to go to the state tournament. There's not really anything that's going to faze these kids at this point in the season. So you take one off the face there, and he just says, you know what, let me step back in. He gets in there, rips one down the line, about as close as possible to the line, which is tough to play for Eli McAllister, even as a state sprinter kid, to go make. So important that time that McAllister didn't try and fire one home and overthrow, maybe moving the runner to third.
If anybody earned a courtesy runner, it might be Winston Adams. Ashton Leonard will come in to run for him at second. And with two outs, here's a foul ball off the fence in front of us here in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. But back-to-back hits for the Lennox Tigers. They are on the board with that Winston Adams RBI double. 3-1 Crusaders. We're in the top of the fourth. Lennox scores for the first time. And there's an outside corner strike two for Chase O'Reilly. He's got one of those six Hayden strikeouts tonight. That came in the second inning. And Hayden will try to bounce back after back-to-back hits given up. See if he can't pick up strikeout number seven. He's got the 0-2 lead. And there it is, a looking strikeout for O'Reilly. And we are through the top of the fourth. One run for Lennox on a couple hits. They're going to leave one stranded. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL. Crusaders lead 3-1, but Lennox is on the board for the first time.
And here's the pitch. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. You'll get that fixed for you in a jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paint work and body work on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. His professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give him a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
J.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
We're back in West Des Moines, live from the Motor Inn broadcast booth alongside Mason Nealand. I'm Nick Brinks, and for the first time tonight, the Crusaders head out onto the field, and Lennox isn't scoreless anymore. They took the Coon Rapids Baird route here in the top of the fourth, with two outs. Finally get the bats going a little bit, back-to-back hits, and they're on the board with an RBI double.
Yeah, now you can't let it start to phase you here if you're Coon Rapids Baird. If you're McAllister, Kretzinger, and then Cal Hayden, you've got to go out and you've got to play your style of ball game, maybe get a couple more insurance runs across the board here, but just make sure it's not getting in your head.
Live from West Des Moines Valley High School baseball field tonight, Eli McAllister kicks things off in the bottom of the fourth inning, and he'll take a called strike one. The sophomore batting 256 this year. He has played in all 31 of the Crusader games this year. He'll take the 0-1 from Laramie Stokes, and the count's evened up one apiece.
And Stokes, we're in the bottom of the fourth, Nick. He's already sitting at 73. And their second pitcher pitched against Mount Air, so you're going to have to look to, I mean, he's going to go the distance here. If not, you're going to find somebody to pitch for you.
1-1 from Stokes. And that's some of the gymnastics you have to play when you're going through baseball playoffs. You always have to keep in mind, how does the pitching shape up? And when you're on the road for a district final, you know that you're probably going to have to pitch your top guy or your number two guy as an underdog just to get to sub-state, and then you may not be at full strength for sub-state. So we'll see with Stokes here, when they are done with him tonight, where they go next. But the count is 2-2 for Eli McAllister, leading things off here in the bottom of the fourth of a 3-1 Crusader lead. Sub-state 8 for Class 1A, and that pitch misses just outside. And the count is full, 3-2.
Good play discipline there by McAllister to pull back at the end and knowing that, you know, I can't hit this ball, it's out and away. Let's get back and let's get a hit.
The payoff pitch from Stokes, and that's a looking strike three. He'll get his fifth strike out of the night. Both teams with some good pitching here tonight. Stokes has given up four hits, but this is a Crusader team that just scored 16 on Saturday night. You can keep them contained to 3 to 6 runs. You're probably going to call that an okay day and hope your bats can do enough themselves. Cole Kretzinger now with one on the board for outs anyway. Foul ball grounded to third. Kretzinger with an 0-1. Four Crusader hits, three for Lennox. And we did correct. I'm going to go with the scoreboard. So I took the error off and gave Cal Hayden a triple last inning. And the 0-1's on the way. And no call from the umpire. That one was close. It'll be ball one.
Yeah, it's a big zone tonight. They're wanting batters to be batters tonight. So you're going to see a lot of guys having to swing at things that maybe aren't typically in their range.
One away, 1-1 pitch. Outside corner, strike two. And the Crusaders lead by a couple here in the bottom of the fourth. And it's neat to see just how many area athletes we see in the stands tonight from other schools. We've got, I see some folks from Glidden-Ralston, Kemper, the Xyra EHK. Obviously, plenty of Crusaders here tonight as well. Great crowd on hand. Not a ton of seating for Valley here at their baseball field, but they're all full. And there's a looking strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for the Crusaders. Six strikeouts for Laramie Stokes. Ty Hayden's got seven. The battle is on for strikeout supremacy, top of the order now, and it's Cal Hayden's turn. So I had him 0-2, but I've switched it to a triple. We'll see what he can do here in the fourth inning.
I was going to say, I don't think Cal's going to be mad at you if you give him a 1-for-2 with a triple instead of 0-for-2.
Absolutely.
I think he's happy with it going with the hit there.
But most importantly, he's just happy that he was able to score no matter what the stat book says. Two outs, nobody on. Cal Hayden takes one to the inside. That misses just near the hands, and it's a 1-0 count for Cal Hayden. 51 hits, 68 runs, 42 RBIs. His numbers are pretty insane this year, no matter the category. And here comes the 1-0 from Stokes. That one's chin high, ball two.
And you got to wonder here, you know, if Cal gets on, do you go with the intentional walk of Ty once again? Last inning that they did that, it wasn't successful as they got the hit and would bring both those guys around. But now you wonder again, are we going to make their middle of the lineup work?
The 2-0 on the way. And Hayden rips that one to a gap out in right field, and he's on with a single. He wants two. Turns on the Jets. It's fielded by Chase O'Reilly, and he's got a couple extra base hits on the night. Now a triple, and now a double for Cal Hayden with two outs. Early, you know, second inning, they intentionally walked Ty Hayden after Cal Hayden's triple, and they're going to do it again. That gives Mason Culbertson the chance to be the hero again. He's 2-for-2 with a double and an RBI single tonight.
And you just got to wonder, I mean, with two outs there, is the scenario different if there's no outs, if there's one out? You wonder there, but two outs now, they've kind of had this thing where, you know, they're not even going to let him stand in the box for very long. They know right away we're sending him. But now for Mason Culbertson, if you step up and knock both of them in, I mean, that just makes the game plan go right out the window.
Coming up in our postgame show, we will name our Culver's player of the game. Culver's celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. From a batting perspective, Mason Culbertson is certainly in the conversation. He's 2-for-2 with an RBI. Cal Hayden, a couple extra base hits and a run scored, both in contention to be Culver's player of the game. Ty Hayden at first. He's got a courtesy runner in for him now. Looks like, is that Lewis running for him? Tucker Lewis comes in again. He scored for him earlier. But you're looking at Cal Hayden, Mason Culbertson, and then the pitcher, Ty Hayden. Kind of between those three guys right now, I think, for Culver's player of the game. We'll see how the next few innings shake out. But Mason Culbertson can certainly put a stamp on his resume for the night if he can drive another run or two in here and stay hot for the night. No balls, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch, that is going to be ball one. Pops out of the glove of Brokaw behind the plate. First ball, Culbertson remains alive, 1-2 the count.
Yeah, and both of the ones that he saw that were, you know, past him were both breaking balls, and he kind of sat on both of them here. So I'm wondering, you know, what they're seeing to throw three straight breaking balls. I wonder if Culbertson, you know, maybe on the season hasn't hit the breaking ball pretty well, but tonight it seems like he's put the bat on the wall really well.
We're live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight. Motor Inn of Carroll, together, let's drive. And again, in our postgame show, we will name our Culver's player of the game. 1-2 count for the Crusaders. They've got a 3-1 lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning of this 1A Substate 8 final. Winner moves on to Merchant Park on Monday for the quarterfinals in the state tournament. Both teams trying to snap long state droughts of 7 years for the Crusaders, 17 years for Lennox. The 1-2 with two outs, and he gets them swinging. Mason Culbertson goes down for the first time tonight. And the Crusaders will leave a couple stranded, and they go scoreless for the second straight inning. No runs, one hit, two left on. Fifth inning is a minute away. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Thank you.
listening to 93.7 KKRL. Also a great night to stay hydrated. We've got the Aquafina going up here in the booth tonight. I'm Nick Brinks with Mason Nealand in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Through three innings, it was 3-0. Lennox gets on the board, outscores the Crusaders 1-0 in the fourth. And we'll see what the Tigers can do here in the fifth with the 8-9-1 hitters. And Ty Hayden taking a look at his pitch count for the night. He's just under 60 as we go through to the fifth inning. And so he has been very efficient tonight. He's got 30 fewer pitches under his belt than Laramie Stokes. And he's got an outside corner. Oh, they're going to say ball one to go along with a couple strikes to Carson Reed, 0-1 with a strikeout tonight.
And it looks like Brogan Peterson going to warm up in the dugout here as they get ready for the next inning for Lennox.
Reed backs away, takes ball two to the inside, might have pelted him on the leg if he didn't move. Counts 2-2. We're live at Valley Stadium, or Valley's Baseball Stadium tonight in West Des Moines. 2-2 on the way. There's a swinging strike three. Ty Hayden racking up the case tonight. He's up to 8 now. He's up to 3 hits on the night allowed. Those 2 came in the 4th, 1 in the 1st. But Ty Hayden is pitching really well tonight, and you expect nothing less from him for the Crusaders.
Yeah, I know we kind of talked during the offseason. He's like, I want to start being a pitcher more often here. He came in and became the ace, and he's just been dominant all year.
Bottom of the order, the DH, freshman Brandon Ramirez, showing bunt in the leadoff spot. And he pulls back and takes strike one to the outside corner.
Yeah, and Ramirez, you know, we talked about only 11 at-bats this season. So he's a guy that, you know, they're going to trust a lot as a freshman.
One ball, one strike. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL Carroll. We are well into this one. We got started a few minutes before 7 o'clock tonight. And the 1-1's across for a strike to Ramirez.
Yeah, now with the 1-2, you could see Hayden try to close the door on something. Maybe fastball, maybe he goes a little bit outside to try and get this one. But nonetheless, you got to go get it.
1-2. Across the plate, Ramirez goes down for the second time on strikes tonight, and Hayden has now struck out 3 straight batters from the end of the 4th to the beginning of the 5th here, one away from double figures. And top of the order, Dawson Evans is next for the Lennox Tigers. Finally can put away the sunglasses as the sun is hidden behind some trees out in foul territory behind right field.
Kind of feels nice now that the sun's gone. Get a little kind of tiny breeze here.
And that's a pitch upstairs. The downside, as I pull my regular glasses out of my case, now they get this hot air, and now everything's foggy. So I got to let that dissipate. 1-0 the count from Ty Hayden, and that's a wild pitch. That one will get well past Blake Hayden. We saw that quite a bit back in the second inning. 2 or 3 wild pitches in a sequence of about 6 to 7 pitches. Gotten that back under control, but we see one slip out here with 2 out in the top of the 5th. Pitch on its way, fouled away, and that's off toward the bathroom. And that lands in the net just in front of the bathroom. They've got a nice little canopy, probably just for that reason, between the fields to catch some stray softballs. If you're walking off to the bathroom, you're not expecting and watching the skies. And now he sends this one toward foul territory, right field fence. And it's caught by that Cal Hayden. He makes it for out number 3. It's a 3-up, 3-down inning after Dawson Evans flies out for the second time tonight. Mid-fifth inning, the Crusaders have a 3-1 lead. They'll look to add to it when we come back. Coon Rapids Baird Baseball on 93.7 KKRL.
Get out. Have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Bowl a few frames on their 8 lanes, then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders and all area teams.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between.
More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Coverage from the CB Sports Network in West Des Moines at Valley's Baseball Stadium for this 1A Substate 8 final, 3-1 Coon Rapids Bears. They have out-hit Lenox tonight 5-3. One was iffy, but so far no errors committed by either team, according to whoever's got the scorebook running the scoreboard tonight. We initially had one play for Lenox tagged as an error, but we've since switched to match. But we go to the bottom of the fifth. Anyone's ball game at this point. It'll be Blake Hayden, Jace Baker, Caden Oswald. You get the middle of the lineup here in the bottom of the fifth with a two-run lead and a trip to the 1A state tournament in Carroll up for grabs. Laramie Stokes fires a strike across to Hayden. And with a walk and a fly out to short tonight, he's got an 0-1 count. Does the freshman. No balls, one strike, and Laramie Stokes over 90 pitches now. You can get to 110, and then you'll have to pull the plug. And as you mentioned, it looks like they've got someone ready to go next over warming up in the bullpen. 1-1, pitch to Hayden, and he fouls it away. It's a 1-2 count. Think about somebody like Blake Hayden, though. You've grown up with Ty and Cal as older brothers. You're playing with them as a freshman. Not only has he just probably played so much baseball with those guys in the backyard, but to play with them at this level and how much he's learned, and obviously they've got some good genes, too.
Yeah, and that and their dad standing down on first base as the first base coach, and their little brother Eli's going to come into high school next year, so we'll get to play with, if Eli was maybe a year older or if Cal was a year younger, you might have been able to have four Haydens and a coach on the team, but that's unfortunately not able to be kind of what we get here.
One ball, two strikes, and the pitch from Laramie Stokes on the way. And he rips one ground ball, third base side, off to Carson Reed in the outfield. And Blake Hayden has his first hit of the night. It'll be the Crusaders' sixth and number 30 on the year for the freshman, Blake Hayden. And he'll get a runner in.
And I kind of talked about this, earlier in the day. In the games that Coon Rapids Baird has lost in the sub-state final, it was because, the offense wasn't there. They didn't hit the ball really well. They weren't putting runners through here. Tonight, it just seems like there's something different about this squad compared to, last year against Loma, a couple of years ago against Mount Air. They just really are able to hit the ball pretty well. And even if they don't hit the ball, in a gap, they fly out into center field and they give it a chance. They fly out into right field and they give it a chance. This is a team that really likes to not go down swinging or not go down looking.
For the first time tonight, the Crusaders are on base before and out.
Wow. And they're up 3-1.
They're up 3-1. Hayden gets the leadoff single. Blake Hayden does. And now it's Jace Baker. He's got an RBI single to his name tonight. He's 1-for-2, also grounded out over toward first in the third inning. It's a 1-0 count. We're live at Valley High School tonight in West Des Moines. We're in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. I'm Nick Brinks with Mason Nealand. And a looking strike for Baker to even things up one apiece.
And for McAllister here, I don't think Coon's going to go very aggressive tonight on the base path, especially up 3-1 here. So you're not seeing a lot of stealing. You're not seeing a lot of those different kind of trick plays early.
One ball, one strike, no outs. Andrew McAllister is the runner at first, almost getting past the catcher. Brokaw does a nice job knocking that one down with his left-handed glove as Stokes' pitch got away from him. He's coming down the home stretch for his night. He's up at 97 pitches now. You can get to 110 and then finish that batter. So the plug is getting much closer to being pulled. Here's a little bunt attempt to third. It'll move the runner off to second. Jace Baker does his job with a sacrifice bunt, and it moves McAllister to second.
I will say Baker's one of the best in the area at doing that. The ability to, put down the sack bunt and the ability with his speed to be able to, move runners and even give it a chance at first to get there.
McAllister was left stranded at third base back in the first inning. He's over at second now. And the Crusaders have not been in a position tonight to play small ball because all of their base runners have gotten on with two outs. So they finally see an opportunity with no outs runner at first. Little small ball to move McAllister over to second base, and we'll see what Andrew can do there on base for the second time tonight, running in place of Blake Hayden. Caden Oswald batting and fouls one away, 0-1.
And that's the teams that are scariest, that you can have the top of the lineup be so powerful, and then you can mix in small ball, and you can do them very effectively, and you can kind of cross the two brands of baseball.
Laramie Stokes on the night, 4 1/3 innings pitched. He's given up a couple earned runs, ground ball off to first, and they will beat Oswald there to the bag as it is picked up by Winston Adams. And the runner is off to third now. Andrew McAllister at third base for the second time tonight. And it's up to Max Sherbrunn to keep the inning going or bring him home. He's 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a flyout. Stokes, 7 strikeouts, 6 hits allowed, 4 walks on the night. And he is going to be tossing in pitch 101 to Sherbrunn. And that misses for ball one.
Yeah, now you look up at the board, you see 101 for Lennox, you see 70 for Coon Rapids Baird. You wonder who they're going to go to next if you're Coon Rapids Baird, with Ty Hayden about 50 pitches away, give or take, maybe, you know, 40 pitches here. You want to have somebody ready.
Here's a little blooper towards first and second. They collide. Second baseman Beckham Peterson actually falls, but the first baseman Winston Adams makes the grab for the last 2 outs of the inning, and the Crusaders are going to leave one stranded over at third. McAllister stuck there for the second time tonight, but we are through 5. It's a 3-1 Crusader lead, and you talk about those 40 pitches for Ty Hayden. Crusaders hoping they can just get through 2 innings before those 40 innings, or those 40 pitches are up. 6th inning is a minute away. Crusaders 3, Lennox 1.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Here in West Des Moines, 3-1, Coon Rapids Baird after 5, and here we go. Top of the 6th, Laramie Stokes, Jack Reed, and Wiley Brokaw are the 3 batters that Lennox will send through the lineup, senior, sophomore, sophomore. And all 3 are 0-2 tonight as the 2-3-4 hitters, a swinging strike, and the count is quickly to 1-2. For senior Laramie Stokes, coming in hitting .473 on the season right now. Looking for hit 44. Hayden's 1-2 pitch upstairs. Evens it up 2-2. He's at 9 strikeouts tonight. Who could be strikeout number 10? Winner tonight heads to Carroll next week. Wouldn't be a long drive at all for the Crusaders. They're hoping to get back to the state tournament. If I'm not mistaken, last time they made state, it was still down at Principal Park in Des Moines, 2019. Can't remember exactly what year it came to Carroll, but I'm pretty sure it was after COVID.
It would have been the first year Kemper made it, so I think 22.
Okay.
I think 22 was the first year and Kemper made it, but I know they played in Carroll before, because earlier when it was in Carroll, then it went to Des Moines, now
yep.
They might be making it back.
Payoff pitch on the 3-2, fly ball, chase back toward the wall, Jace Baker gets there! Out number 1, fly out by Stokes, and I think all the Crusader fans were holding their breath. Is Baker going to get there in time? The answer is yes.
And you saw all of them right when you knew it, because you could hear the gasp when that hit the bat. They're all like, oh no. And then Baker gets there. You saw all of them rise to their feet, clapping, cheering, because that's a huge out for Baker. You save pitches from Ty Hayden. You save a runner at second, maybe third. That's a huge play from Baker.
Lennox looking for their 4th hit of the night. Jack Reed, the sophomore, he's 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to first. They'll bat here in the three slot with one away and nobody on. They have not had many base runners tonight. They have scored just the one run back in the fourth, and they've left base runners stranded three times. One in the first, one in the second, and one in the fourth. The 1-1 pitch outside. Blake Hayden takes that one just above the turf, and the count runs to 2-1. Pretty clean game, though, tonight. No errors officially or unofficially, depending on how you look at it. And the 2-1 from Hayden. Swung on. Strike two for Reed. Ty Hayden has gone five-plus innings, has given up just the one earned run. Three hits allowed, nine strikeouts, looking for the 10th. It would be his 80th of the year if he could get it here. And the 2-2 on the way. It's going to have to wait. Pop up to the catcher. Blake Hayden finds it, and he hauls it in. Out number two. And now the Crusaders, with each out, get just ever so closer. Four outs that they're looking for here, leading by two. And they're hoping bottom of the sixth, maybe some insurance. Two away for Lennox in the top of the sixth inning. Nobody on. Wiley Brokaw, 0-2. Two strikeouts tonight. And he'll take the pitch from Hayden, a swinging strike. So we mentioned Hayden. He's gotten through 12 pitches, two-plus batters here in the sixth. And he'll send in the 0-1, swung on strike two. If he had 40 to go and he splits it 20 and 20, he's got a shot if he can get Wiley Brokaw here to go the complete game. Top of the sixth inning, Lennox down by two. And the 0-2 from Hayden misses inside. Brokaw backs up and takes the first ball.
You heard the whole crowd go, ooh, because I thought they were thinking fastball right down the middle. They want him to swing and miss on that one. But then when you see it come inside a little bit, Hayden's just got to buckle back down. Don't use too many pitches on a batter here.
1-2, and it's a swinging strike three. Wiley Brokaw goes down, and they go three up, three down to the Lennox Tigers in the top of the sixth. Hayden with 25 pitches to spare. Mason, I did the math for you as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Crusaders looking for some insurance. They lead 3-1 over Lennox here in West Des Moines.
Let's hear it for the Crusaders. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids is proud to back our hometown athletes on the field and everywhere in between. From the first pitch to the walk-off wins, you bring the heart, the hustle, and the hometown pride. We're right there with you, cheering you on every step of the way. Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, supporting our Crusaders.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no-appointment-needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
We're about 9 minutes into this 1A Substate 8 final, and the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders will bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 3-1 lead. They have done enough offensively. They've done enough with pitching and defensively to have this lead. But you know, the Crusaders know, until that third out in the top of the seventh, this one's not over, but they're in a good spot. They're feeling good right now. But, boy, I tell you what, wouldn't they love to get a fourth or a fifth or a sixth run here?
And I tell you what, Nick, you know better than anyone. It's not over until that last strike's called. I mean, you've witnessed it. Coach Waddle's witnessed it enough times here. You've got to play through the horn tonight. You've got to really hunker down, because I said in the break, the more and more that you smell Carroll and Merchants Park, the more and more that it starts to get there, that's when you got to realize, we're this close, we can't blow this now.
We're live in West Des Moines at Valley High School's baseball field, 3-1 lead, bottom of the sixth. And a leadoff swinging strike for Eli McAllister. 0 for 2 tonight. He and Kretzinger at the bottom of the batting order, both 0 for 2 on strikeouts tonight. As Stokes is out there. And actually, I did not notice that they have swapped pitchers here, which makes sense. Stokes was getting close to his pitch limit, and it looks like, is that number 4?
Yes. And it looks like Stokes just flipped to third as well. So you just flip the third baseman and the pitcher.
All right.
Makes it easier for the books.
I did a game at Lewis Central, the Kemper baseball game, about a month ago. And Kemper had 7 different defensive lineups, 7 different pitchers throughout the night. The book was a mess, let me tell you.
I would hate that. Cause my book gets about 3, and then I'm like, 4 would push it. I don't know if I could hold 7 on my book.
Yeah, it got bad. We had to combine lines and all that fun stuff. Here's the 1-2. And he gets him looking. Eli McAllister strikes out as Laramie Stokes will go 5 innings, 3 runs allowed, 2 earned, 6 hits, strikes out 7, 4 walks. And now he hands it off to the sophomore, Brogan Peterson. And Stokes moves to third, as you mentioned. So now the Crusaders have a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the 6th inning. They've got a 2-run advantage. It's Cole Kretzinger, 0 for 2 on strikeouts tonight. And he'll take the first pitch. This one misses well upstairs for ball 1.
And yeah, a nice pitch there. He has a really nice kind of curveball that comes over the top, and it sweeps right into the zone here. So it's a really good pitch.
Second ball from Kretzinger as the Crusaders, with every pitch, every strike, every out, you can feel the intensity and the anticipation growing. Here's the 2-0 from Brogan Peterson, and that's the first strike looking to Kretzinger, trying to avoid an 0-for-3 night in this 1A Substate 8 final. And, of course, the Crusaders come in ranked number 1, surely the 1 seed if they can hang on and get to state Monday. 2-2, back-to-back strikeouts for Kretzinger. Kretzinger hitting .217 this year with 15 hits. And the 2-2, check swing. Did he go? Umpire at first will say yes.
Nick,
and that's 2 outs.
This has got to be about, what, the 3rd time that Hayden's come up with 2 outs? He's gotten on a couple of times, and then they walk Ty Hayden. So now with a 3-1 game, 2 outs on the board, and you're heading to maybe your last inning coming up next, you wonder here if Cal's going to put something on. You see the field shift, which is odd because Cal's gone to the right a couple of times here, but he can go opposite field pretty easily. So if he finds a gap here, you could look at 2 or 3.
And you are absolutely right. 2nd inning and 4th inning with 2 outs, Cal Hayden came up, hit a triple and a double, scored 1 of the times, and he'll rip a foul ball just past his dad's face at first. Strike 1.
Yeah, that time, you know, I think his dad must have known Cal, you know, he's like, you are my kid. You're probably hitting it right at me on this pitch, so let me get out of the way here.
Winner tonight heads to the state tournament at Merchants Park in Carroll. 1A and 2A will kick off their tournament next week with 1A quarterfinals Monday, 2A quarterfinals Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday semifinals. Again, 1A on Wednesday, 2A on Thursday, and then championships on Friday. Here's a fly ball center field. And it's going to hop in front of the fence. He's going to have 2. He wants 3. He's got his 2nd triple of the night. He wants the whole thing. Oh, my goodness. I thought he almost didn't even stop at 3rd. He faked me out a little bit. They threw home. It wasn't a very clean catch. And he had a chance. But he stays put and is at 3rd.
Yeah, Nick, I even thought for a minute there, the throw was coming in, and Cal rounded 3rd about as hot as he rounded 2nd, and I go, he's going to go for this whole thing with 2 outs. And then I look, and he about almost pulled something there trying to stop, because I think Waddle's like, you're not going, they're going to get you, even with the speed that Cal Hayden's got. But and then you see Ty's looking back, almost daring their coach to say, let me swing, and he doesn't allow it.
3rd intentional walk of the night for Ty Hayden. He grounded out to 1st in the 1st, walk in the 2nd, walk in the 4th, walk in the 6th, all with basically 2 outs when he was walked, as McAllister will come in and run for him. Once again, he's been out there a few times tonight. Andrew McAllister on for the 3rd time tonight as a courtesy runner. So Cal Hayden gets his 2nd triple of the night. He's up to 5 on the season. Got a double as well. And it's Mason Culberson.
I want to say, Nick, you look over at Cal. He was on a knee, and he kind of pointed up to the sky, and he looks. And I know Cal's very involved in the church there, so I think he's starting to feel the pressure as well. He kind of looks down at Culberson and kind of just says, you know, get a rip here. Let's get another run as we head into this next inning.
Culberson doubled back in the first inning, came around and scored later. RBI single to drive home Hayden in the third, and here's a fly ball towards center field. Shallow, could be out three, and it is. It's caught by Jack Reed. So Cal Hayden and Andrew McAllister will be stranded on the corners, and the Crusaders are hoping that their defense can hang on to what their offense has done through six innings. We go to the seventh. The Crusaders are three outs away. They have a 3-1 lead in this 1A Sub-State 8 final with the Lenox Tigers batting when we come back on 93.7 KKRL.
And here's the pitch.
Ooh, that's going to leave a mark. You should probably head over to Tony's Corner Body and Paint. You'll get that fixed for you in the jiffy.
When you need fast, quality paintwork and body work on your vehicle, think Tony's Corner Body and Paint on Main Street in Coon Rapids. His professional team will go above and beyond to ensure your satisfaction. Give him a call today at 712-999-DENT. Tony's Corner Body and Paint, Main Street, downtown Coon Rapids.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Ty Hayden, 85 pitches tonight. He has struck out 10. He's allowed 3 hits, and he's looking for the biggest 3 outs of the season as Lennox fouls away the first pitch. Rogan Peterson started at second base, came in to pitch the last inning. He went and pitched a scoreless bottom of the sixth. He did his job there. He's got 1 of 3 Lennox hits tonight. He's looking for a chance to be a Tiger hero tonight. 0-1 the count. Hayden's pitch chopped foul off toward coach Trevor Luther at third. And the count is 0-2. And you can just feel the intensity with every pitch. I think you might be able to hear a pin drop here. 0-2 from Hayden. Peterson 1-for-2 tonight. Upstairs, and it's a 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you can feel the anxious, the nerves from both squads, knowing that it's right there with a 3-1 game. Everything is achievable with a couple of swings here or a couple of pitches.
Ty Hayden's 1-2. Chopped foul again toward Coach Luther. And the count is 1-2. Recap for you here as we get going in the top of the seventh inning. Coon Rapids Baird with a 3-1 lead. They've scored 3 runs all back in the first and second innings. They allowed 1 run in the fourth to Lennox. Not a lot of scoring tonight. Both pitchers doing a nice job. Here's the 1-2, and that'll get away from Blake Hayden on a pass ball. 1-2 becomes 2-2. But again, nobody on for the leadoff hitter, Brogan Peterson, here in a 2-2 count.
And the big thing, your ace has got 20 pitches to get this done. You've got 20 pitches and about 2.5 batters. You've got to get it done in those.
A 2-run lead. Lennox down to their final 3 outs this season. They need 2 runs to force a bottom, and there's a strikeout looking, rather swinging for Peterson. Number 11 from Ty Hayden tonight. He checks one box. There are 2 boxes left to check as the Crusaders are looking for their first trip to state since 2019. And it's Winston Adams. He fouled one off his face earlier, followed it up with a double a few pitches later. And he'll take the one-out pitch straight down Broadway for strike one.
And, I mean, you just see it in the field right now, a lot of intensity. If the ball's hit to you, you got to be ready to go here.
0-1 from Hayden. And there's a swinging strike two for Winston Adams. He's got a double and a walk tonight. He's been on twice. He needs to get on a third time if Lennox wants to have some hope here. with one out, 0-2 pitch. A check swing, didn't matter, he goes down looking. Two out, one away for the Crusaders. And it's Chase O'Reilly. Ty Hayden has had his number tonight with a couple strikeouts. In fact, 7, 8, 9 hitters tonight for Lennox. 0-for-6, all have struck out. And the moment for Ty Hayden and the Crusaders. Could this be it? Chase O'Reilly for Lennox, trying to get Lennox on base and keep the top of the seventh going. Ty Hayden's pitch is a strike. Two strikes away are the Crusaders, leading 3-1 in the top of the seventh. Nobody on, a quick second pitch from Ty. There's a swinging strike. 2-1 strikeout away. And I can see the Hayden's mom to our right, hands on her head, ready for this moment. Her junior son on the hill. Ty Hayden, 0-2 count. And the pitch to Chase O'Reilly fouled away. The tension builds, Mason.
I tell you what, everyone on our right is standing. You can feel the tensity here. If he's able to do this, Nick, this place will explode.
12 strikeouts on the night. Can he get to lucky number 13 and send the Crusaders to the state tournament for the first time since 2019? He'll have to wait. It's ball one. That 0-2 count followed by a foul and a ball. And Chase O'Reilly remains in there. Hayden on the mound. Blake Hayden behind the plate. And the 1-2. Below the zone. Two balls, two strikes. And the Lennox Tigers remain alive. Final moments the Crusaders hoping for here in the top of the seventh. Ty Hayden nods, and umpire calls time behind home plate for the batter, Chase O'Reilly. He's a 2-14 hitter this year with 15 hits. And here comes the 2-2 to fill the count. 0-2, followed by a foul and three balls. Chase O'Reilly hanging in there.
I think Ty just wants to build it here.
So he's going to get a payoff pitch. Can they pay it off with a trip to the state tournament? The 3-2 is a walk. Chase O'Reilly battles back from an 0-2 and reaches on the walk. And now Ty Hayden has 9 pitches left to get one out.
And what a scenario you put yourself in here. One on, tying runs at home, and you've got 9 pitches as the eighth to take your team to Carroll.
Courtesy runner in, Cade Cordell, a senior. And it comes down to Carson Reed. 2 strikeouts for Reed tonight as Ty Hayden has a million pounds of weight on his shoulders here. Pitch on its way, chased and swung, would have been a ball. And the count is 0-1 from Hayden to Reed. It's a 3-1 lead for the Crusaders. There are 2 outs in the top of the seventh. Winner to the state tournament, the 0-1 in the dirt. Blake Hayden pump fakes to first. Runner back safely. That was Cade Cordell running at first for the Lennox Tigers. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 outs for the Tigers as Coon Rapids Baird looks for their final out. Pitch on the outside, misses, and the count is 2-1. Crusader fans let out a collective groan, but I can't disagree. That one looked like it might have been just a bit outside.
Yeah, just barely breaks past the zone there. So you got to put one close here, make the batter be a batter.
Leading 3-1, the Crusaders fire away the 2-1. That's an outside strike, counts 2-2. Comes back with a pitch right on the edge, outside again. And now a 2-2 count from Hayden. A strike would end it and send the Crusaders to state. First time since 2019. The 2-2 from Hayden. Is he swinging? Strike 3. And the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders have done it. They are on their way to Merchants Park for the state tournament with a 3-1 win at West Des Moines Valley over the Lennox Tigers. His 13th strikeout. 13 was lucky for Mr. Hayden tonight. What a ball game. What a season, what a career for so many of these Crusaders, And it continues, Mason. What a night. They have done it.
Yeah, the Crusaders, I mean, number one team, able to play like the number one team tonight, and they finish it. What a story for some of these guys. Cal Hayden had to wait 4 years to find his first state trip. Ty Hayden waits 3 years. I think Blake's the lucky one, though. He comes in here in his freshman year and is able to get it. The Crusaders back to the tournament since 2019.
Jeff Storyhan out there getting photos. We'll get those all posted later on our website, sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. We've also got somebody here from Channel 8, KCCI. They'll have some video highlights as well as the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders win it in this sub-state final, and they will make it to state for the seventh time since 1995, first time since 2019. They have done it. And they were led by Ty Hayden's 13-strikeout night. Mackey Motors post-game show is on the way next. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. This might be my most fun post-game show of the year. We'll recap this exciting 3-1 win as the Crusaders have picked up their state baseball banner.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Get out. Have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Bowl a few friends on their 8 lanes, then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone. From hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders and all area teams.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Crusaders have done it. Monkey on the back, no more. A 3-1 win at Substate. They are victorious over the Lenox Tigers for the third time this season. They beat them earlier this year, late May, in a doubleheader, 4-3 and 15-0. Certainly wasn't the 15-0 kind of night. Closer to the 4-3. We had drama late, 0-2 count, two outs, nobody on. And they come back and get a walk. And then all the thoughts start coming back into the Crusaders' head. not another letdown, right? Absolutely not. Mason, we'll grab some post-game interviews. Thoughts from you before we grab a word. It looks like Mason Culbertson on his way up to chat.
Excited that we're going to keep the baseball season going here with the Crusaders, the number one team, going to go and try and keep that number one spot.
A 3-1 win tonight for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. What an exciting night. They get this 2-run victory over Lennox, and we will grab a word with Mason Culbertson when early in the ball game, the bats, I won't say they were cold, but the pitching was pretty solid for Lennox. It was Mason Culbertson with a double and a single in the first couple innings, creating some spark for the offense. You drove one home. You scored one yourself. There probably haven't been too many times this season. We were kind of joking with Mason during the broadcast, Mason Nealon, that is. How many times this season in the first inning have you stepped up to bat in a three slot with Cal and Ty both already out? Probably not very many, if I had to guess.
I think it was one time this season. Normally, it's either one of them gets intentionally walked, one of them walks. They're both great hitters, so it's not very rare where I'm coming up with two outs in the first inning, and I'm like, ooh, I really have to make something happen here.
You set the tone. With two outs, you get a double. And then Jace Baker brings you home with an RBI single. Gives you guys a little chance to relax a little bit maybe in that first inning. You have a 1-0 lead instead of maybe a 3-up, 3-down inning. How much did that help you and the team mentally getting that double and that run scored in the first?
Well, after that bat, I saw my dugout getting hype, and I'm like, there we go. That's the energy we needed from the start. Came out a little cold, and we were just kind of dead in the dugout. It was hot. We're all thinking, oh, we have to do this, you have to do that. We have to try to beat them as a single man, but we're a whole team, so that's really about it.
Senior year, you've graduated, and you got to play at Merchants Park for a state championship. Quarterfinals on Monday. As a Crusader senior, what does this mean to you?
It means a lot. My oldest brother, he had the opportunity to play in the state tournament. He said it was probably one of his best things he's ever experienced, so I'm on that same boat as him now, and I get to experience all the same things he does.
A youngster probably in the stands for the last couple of state berths, 2019 and 2015. You'll be on the field this week. Monday, we'll be there. Congratulations, such a huge part tonight with a couple hits, a double, and a single. Mason Culbertson, congratulations.
And
I'll go get him next week.
Yep.
That's Mason Culbertson joining us here on our post-game show. And now we will chat with the winning pitcher tonight, Ty Hayden, strikes out 13. Only gives up three hits. And I talked to you after the win Tuesday night. You get the win over ACGC. You get the start here tonight. Talk me through those final moments. Two outs, nobody on. You have an 0-2 count.
Yeah.
What were you thinking? And then take me through coming back with a foul ball and then four balls for a walk and having to kind of refocus just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I think I got a little ahead of myself there. We haven't been to state in, I don't know.
2019. How old were you in 2019?
Well, I don't know. Well, a while ago.
Probably about 10 if I had to.
Yeah,
guess.
Something like
somewhere.
That. And, got a little excited. You know, fans were getting up, and I just got a little ahead of myself, walked the guy, then it kind of brought me back to earth, and then went out and struck the next guy out the state.
How important was it for you to come out tonight and pitch well? Obviously, you guys scored three runs. It was enough. But when you're scoring three runs, your pitcher better be on his best performance, and I think you were tonight.
The whole goal here is to go out and play my best and be locked in, you know. Not just a little bit before the game, but the whole day, you know, I was drinking, I was hydrating, you know, taking walks, you know, just getting myself mentally prepared for this game and physically prepared. And then, you know, once we get there, if you do everything before that, get mentally and physically prepared, you can play your best.
Obviously, 10 years old in 2019 when the Crusaders made it to state last, I'm sure you were playing T-ball or Little League or something, but if you remember anything about, do you remember the last time when they made it to state? Do you remember going to the game or anything like that, or will this be your first Crusader state baseball experience of any kind?
So I remember the sub-state game. We were little kids, and we got to rush the field right away, too, so that was awesome. But I was actually, me and Cal were able to be bat boys for the state team, so that was fun.
And as we get to see right now all the youngsters getting to do what you did 7 years ago, maybe we'll be chatting with one of them in 7 years. hopefully it doesn't take another seven back. But not getting ahead of ourselves, this win for you, for your brother as a senior, for Mason, the seniors you have on this team, how good you guys were this year. You've obviously got another year ahead.
Yeah.
But what does it mean for you, for your friends, your family, to get this win tonight?
It's great, you know, not just for the whole teammates. You know, back in February, we've been working our butts off, you know, just getting prepared for these moments. And then the whole year, we just talked about playing, and we worked hard to get here. And then, you know, the seniors, you know, they've been pushing us all to get better and play our hardest, and that's helped. And then, you know, all the fans, you know, most of them come out almost every game to help support. And, you know, we don't just do it for us or the school. We do it for everyone in our community.
Ty Hayden joining us here on our Mackey Motors post-game show. And I think they just intentionally walked you again.
Yeah.
As a batter, you gotta love the respect, but I'm sure you wanted to hit a little more than once tonight.
Yeah, you know, the one ball, my first at-bat, I capped and went down the line. And I just wanted to, you know, get that barrel on the bat, and, you know, they just, you know, intentionally walked me. But, you know, coming to this day, that's good to know that people are recognizing that I can do damage to the ball and that they're kind of scared.
Congratulations on this one. You've got 6 days to soak it up, prepare, and go on. Certainly won't have a long drive. A much shorter drive than you had tonight to get to state. You'll go to Merchants Park on Monday. Best of luck. Congratulations on this. And 13, the lucky number for strikeouts tonight. Congratulations, Ty Hayden.
Thank you.
That is Ty Hayden, winning pitcher for the Crusaders tonight. A 13 strikeout, 3-hit performance. He does give up just the one earned run. And he goes all seven innings, and now we chat with his brother, Cal Hayden. Ty's had a pretty good year that you get to be referred as the brother, but you'll take that. You had a huge night batting. You got a couple of triples. You had the double. Talk about what this means, your senior year. You had one last chance to get to state, and you've done it.
Yeah, it's a dream come true. You know, you said me kind of being Ty's brother. That's funny. No, I'm so proud of him. He's put in so much work, effort, especially pitching. Even, you know, we can always look at Ty, which we can, but Blake has made a huge improvement behind the plate catching him. Especially Ty's been, I think Ty was like 86 last year, maybe topping 87, and Blake had a tough time catching him, which made it tough to get Ty in the game. But Blake made a huge step. I know there's still things we got to work on, but you know what, I give zero cares about that right now. Blake has been tremendous behind the plate, so he's been a huge part to our success, especially when Ty's pitching. And, you know, Ty's been playing short a lot, too, when he's not pitching. So, you know, he's been able to fill that role pretty well. We're not asking him to be Ty. We're asking him to be Blake Hayden. So, yeah, other than that, I'm so proud of everybody. Amount of time we put in and day out, if it's morning practice in the spring and winter, or if it's you know, these late practices after track that we had, or track and golf, and then, you know, these hot dog days of July. So, I'm so proud of everybody putting the hard work. You know, there's not another group of guys that I want to, you know, make this trip to Carroll with. All our ups and downs, we've all been in that sub-state loss last year, year before that. So, I'm blown of words, and, you know, just full of emotion right now.
Obviously a family affair. Three on the team, younger brother still coming up, dad's a coach. Yeah, the biggest cheerleader here right in front of us with two outs, top of the seventh inning, hands on her head, mom just looking for that final strikeout, and then strike three. The whole family, just what a night for you all.
Yeah, I'm certainly blessed to be able to play with my brothers. You know, if my parents didn't hold back Eli, maybe I had a chance. I don't know. I'm so grateful. I'm so blessed and thankful for, you know, growing up around the baseball team, growing up with my brothers playing blitzball in the yard, and the countless hours of hitting the gym and hitting on the cage and the field. So, you know, all of us have put in an extreme amount of work and hours and time. So I'm proud of, you know, my brothers for, you know, having a big night tonight, coming through, having, like you said, you know, having a bunch of family. I'm also blessed to have a pretty big family, a bunch of supporters. So a bunch of them are here tonight. So it's definitely a time to, you know, celebrate together. But, you know, when the, you know, next practice comes along, we got to, you know, focus up for about next week. But It's a dream come true, especially for, you know, our whole family, them hearing us talk about trying to get back to state. So, yeah, I'm just so excited.
I was there for the sub-state basketball game, came up short. Tonight, you guys get it done. Offensively, I'm sure you guys would have liked to do more, but you did enough. You score three runs. You get three hits tonight, couple triples. You get the double. Ty pitches extremely well. He gets 13 strikeouts. Blake gets a hit tonight. Jace gets a hit tonight. Mason Culbertson kind of sparked the offense a little bit earlier. Talking about that first inning, you and Ty both ground out. Might be a three-up, three-down inning. You go to the second inning scoreless, and just limiting you to zero runs almost could give Lennox maybe a boost. They got the leadoff hit, but Mason comes up, rips a double, and then is able to come around and score thanks to Baker's single. How big was that 1-0 lead, and what happened to you guys after you and Ty grounded out to not be scoreless after one?
Yeah, baseball is a game of nine teammates, not two. So it's good to see that our guys are coming through. I feel like Ty and I are just missing baseballs. So, Ty only getting one AB is tough for him, but, you know, he took that anger out of the mound and pitched really well. So, I'm proud of everybody. Mason's made a few adjustments lately. Blake's made a few adjustments. Jace, everyone. Max threw up a couple balls. Some of my bats didn't go our way, but that's baseball, and we got to live with it, you know, and we got another day to, you know, we got another chance to play. So I'm sure everybody's willing to adjust, make adjustments, get better, because we have a big goal in our mind. And I think we're all eager to get back to work and, you know, work towards that.
Talk about going into the state tournament as the likely one seed, as the number one ranked team in 1A, but not necessarily being an experienced team that has been there year after year, but you still have the target on your back. How will you guys work over the next few days to make sure that the state trip next week goes as well as possible?
Well, we may not be experienced at the state tournament, but a lot of our guys have played 2 or 3 years now, 4 or 5, you know. So even though state games aren't under our belt, playing regular season and even high competitive regular season games. So I think we're all excited. We're ready to, you know, kind of make our name back. It's been 7 years?
2019
now,
yep.
2019. So, I hope we just bring the energy, you know, hopefully with it being in Carroll, we get a good crowd. So I'm excited. We're all excited, and can't wait to get back playing.
Congratulations. Special moment for you and the team. Best of luck next week, Cal.
Thank you.
That's Cal Hayden joining us here on our Mackey Motors post-game show. What a night for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. 3-1 the victory. We're still yet to grab a word with Coach Waddle. He was already up here once, ready to go. We were yapping too much, so he went down and had to go chat with some other people. He'll probably come back up, but Mason didn't have too much time to chat about this one. One run for the Crusaders in the first inning, a couple in the second, and then they never scored again. But Ty Hayden, old reliable on the mound, was able to keep the Tigers at bay.
Yeah, and I mean, we kind of talked about it early in the game, and I said it there. When you have a Hayden on the mound, and you have a Hayden that's got the ball in their hand, I don't know if there's a game you walk into that you're not confident in their ability to get you to the finish line here. But just because you get to the finish line doesn't mean you cross it. The offense tonight from Mason Culbertson, from Cal Hayden, from Jace Baker, from Ty Hayden, even just getting walks and being intimidating enough to get on base, that's what really crossed the finish line tonight, is the fact that they were able to put runs on the board and the fact that they were able to close this one out. And, you know, you kind of said it on the air as well. There was that thought at the end of the game where it's like, we've seen this before. We've seen this film 100 times in the sub-state finals. And now Coach picks up his 7th sub-state win.
And he's one step closer to 800?
900.
900. 898. 898
is that right? As he walks into the state tournament. And I mean,
we're hoping he can get to 901.
And I kind of brought the sheet with me, Nick. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, kind of Coach Waddle as a coach. This is his 44th season as a coach at Coon Rapids Bear. He's 198-383, which is a 70% win percentage. Top 10 all-time in Iowa high school history for wins. Top 40 in the United States of America for active coaches for wins in their career. He's made state in 95, 2000, 2007, 2011, 2015, 2019, and now 2026. 19 conference titles, 13 runner-ups, and 24 seasons or more of 20 wins or more. That's just impressive for me, for one of the most legendary coaches to ever coach the game.
Speak of the devil, here he comes. So Mason will chat and name our Culver's player of the game here in just a little bit after a 3-1 Coon Rapids Baird Crusader win back to state for the first time since 2019. And Coach Waddle will slip on the headset here in just a moment after picking up win 898 for the career. And I know every win is sweet, especially to get to state, winning games at the state tournament. But I'm sure this one will feel extra special for Coach Waddle. A 3-1 win, the number one seed going into the postseason, likely the number one seed next week. But just getting there has kind of been a struggle at times. Not tonight, though. You guys get it done. How excited were you for that final out in the top of the seventh?
Undescribable. You know, we got kicked in the teeth last year, no doubt about it. So it's been a long year, a lot of hard work to get back to this point. And then you can never take anything for granted in a sub-state game or any game for that matter at tournament time. Lennox is a really good ball club. I knew they were going to push us. Their coach, Trevor, does a great job. We know each other pretty well and talk. So a lot of respect for their program like they have for ours. So we just feel fortunate that we were able to do it. And, you know, it's been a couple years in a row now that we've been beating that sub-state game, and there's not a worse feeling. But on the flip side, when you do win it like this, not a better feeling. I'm just so happy for our kids. I mean, personally, put that aside. I am just elated for them.
It'll be the Crusaders' seventh trip to state since 1995, first time since 2019. Also there in 2015, 2011, 07, 01, 95. And that's as Coon Rapids Baird. You've been there for all of them, been there a long time. A 3-1 win tonight, and to do it, I won't say it was too dramatic a fashion, but with two outs, nobody on, 0-2 the count, just need a strike, game's over. A foul and four balls, you got to walk, you got to kind of mentally prepare yourself again to face another batter. Talk about the roller coaster right there in that top of the seventh.
I've got a little phrase I use with kids quite a bit. Baseball's a really weird game. It's so unpredictable that it can change on one batter, one pitch, you know, and I'm just going, no, let's not go there. You know, Ty's pitch count was climbing up there too, and, you know, I knew exactly where they were at. They got the nine-hitter coming up afterwards, but, you know, all of a sudden something weird happens there, and you get two guys on, and then who's in the hole? Dawson Evans, and you do not want to see Dawson Evans come up in that situation. You know, one of the best players in Class 1A. And you don't want him to have a swing to put them ahead or tie the ball game up. So I'm just going, please, Ty, let's get a good one there, buddy. And I'll give him credit. You know, he took care of it.
I think it was fitting on a night like tonight that he finished it off with a strikeout to get to 13 on the night. Going back to the first inning, though, as we talked about the end of the game, let's talk about the beginning of the game. Lennox comes up. They get a leadoff double from Dawson, as you mentioned. But then you go three straight out, and you leave him stranded on base. And then you follow that up with Ty and Cal Hayden both going 0-for-2 to start in the top of the first. Then Mason Culbertson gets that double with two outs. Jace Baker brings him home with an RBI single. Kind of a roller coaster of a first inning, too. You get the leadoff hit against you, only two hits allowed the rest of the night, and then doing some damage with two outs yourself. So a 1-0 game in the first inning could have been 1-0 the other way. And who knows what happened, but first inning probably had you guys on your toes just a little bit.
Have I mentioned that baseball is a really weird game? I mean, I'm telling you, this game can be brutal. It can rip your insides out, you know. It's never over. You hear the adage, there's no shot clock or anything like that. You've got to get three outs no matter what. And, yes, I think that was a huge turning point, especially I thought they might suicide squeeze when they had him at third. You know, we'd practiced a little bit defensively on what we wanted to try to do with that, but if they execute it, you really can't stop it. So I wouldn't have felt terrible even if we went down 1-0. We told our kids, you know, we're going to try to jump on top of them, but if it doesn't happen, we can't panic. And that's happened to us a couple times, you know, in the tournament run where we've gotten behind by a run or two, but nothing, you know, insurmountable. Fortunately for us, then we came back, and Mason really delivered a big hit. And then Jace, you know, got just enough of it to squeak it over the top of him. And, boy, when you can get on top and be up 1-0, it just changes the way you can attack guys, too, in the batter's box and then how you want to play it defensively.
You talk about the emotion in that final or that top of the seventh inning where you're one strikeout away, and all of a sudden there's a walk. And I'm sure when you looked at the bracket when they came out, top seeds, if they get to sub-state, could have been looking at a Mount Air Coon Rapids Baird rematch from a couple years ago, that heartbreaking district final, same situation, strike three, games over. Wasn't a strike, double or triple on the next, puts you guys behind. To have the mental fortitude tonight to not let something like that happen, to remain on top, and to get to chat with a really happy John Waddle after the game, that's just so fun for me, and I'm sure, obviously, the win tonight special for you in many ways, but maybe for Lennox knocking off Mount Air, maybe took away some of that that you could have had for chatter the last few days, but baseball's a weird game, like you say.
No doubt about it. You know, we have to thank Mount Air for pushing Dawson Evans to 72 pitches so he wasn't eligible to throw tonight. Because if they have him on the mound along with the Stokes kid, we knew they were going to be a faceful. So we fully expected to face both of them. And fortunately, we didn't have to. We thought we could push Stokes into, you know, a higher pitch count. He probably went a little longer than I thought he was going to. We thought we could tire him out because I know he's been battling a little bit of a sore shoulder. But I told him after the game in the handshake line, I said, you just did a tremendous job. I know you're on the wrong end of the stick, but you can walk out of here with your head up. And so, you know, give him credit. He battled, maybe not at his 100%, but he did a great job. And one other play I'd like to go back to is in the sixth inning. Stokes drilled that ball to center field, and Jace Baker just made an unbelievable play.
Running away from everybody.
I tell you, you can appreciate him when you see him practice every single day, when you see him play in games. He's involved in every single pitch. He prep steps. He gets ready to go, and he gets tremendous jumps on the ball. You know, we practiced here on Sunday and stuff, and it was hotter than all get out, and he was busting his tail for fly balls in this big cavern out there. I mean, this is a big, big ballpark, and I really like our center fielder, and he came through. Oh, what a huge catch. I mean, that's a double, probably a triple, and that could change the way the game went.
Also gets the first RBI of the night to get you guys on the board, a lead you would never relinquish. Got to feel good. No trailing tonight? That means it was just an easy win, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't think so. But the other guy I'll give a little credit to, just a little plug, is Blake Hayden behind the plate. He's really solidified us. You know, last year we had some issues where, you know, we couldn't find anyone to really catch Ty. Ty's a tremendous catcher. He can play anywhere. But we had to find a guy to be able to handle Ty Hayden, and Blake, his brother, you know, spent all the off season playing catch with his brother, and he ended up being the guy that solidifies our defense. You know, he doesn't get a lot of accolades for that, but it's not easy. You know, a guy that's throwing upper 80s into the 90 with a sharp breaking ball, and to be able to do what he did, I don't think he let any balls get by him tonight. So give that youngster, he's just a freshman, credit.
I feel like I could talk to you all night, but you guys have some work to do. You got to head to Carroll next week. I'm sure you'll soak up all of the preparation for the next several days. Congratulations on this win. 3-1 victory over Lennox. You beat them for the third time this season, and now you're on to Merchants Park, a field that you guys don't have a very long drive to get to, much shorter than tonight. Look forward to seeing what you guys can do next week.
Couldn't be happier than to be heading to Carroll next week. No doubt about it. Thanks, you guys, for your coverage, too.
That is John Waddle of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. They get a 3-1 win at Substate. They're headed to Merchants Park for the 1A state tournament next week. Mackey Motors postgame show wraps up next, and we'll name our Culver's player of the game when we come back on 93.7 KKRL Carroll.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry.
let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Since 2019 in baseball, they're headed to the quarterfinal round Monday at Merchants Park. When the bracket comes out, we'll find out when they will be playing and who they will be playing. Mason Nealand will be on the broadcast for that one. I will have Exira EHK Audubon softball at state. They'll play at noon on Monday. We'll find out what time the Crusaders play on Monday for baseball, but exciting win. We'll name our Culver's player of the game here in a moment after we look at the stats, but Mason, what a night for all of us to watch Coach Waddle and his team battle from start to finish and get a two-run victory.
An interesting thing, I don't know if Waddle told you, number two Martinsdale St. Mary's is out. Moravia went and beat them. So the number two team in 1A is gone, and it looks like more than likely, unless there's another upset, it'll be Coon Rapids Baird versus Moravia, round one.
I was going to say, if you knock off the two seed to get to state, there's a good chance you're going to be the eight seed. Not that that's good or bad, but I'm sure for Coach Waddle, he'll take that over somebody else. They get a surprise win upset tonight over the two ranked Blue Devils.
Yeah, and I looked at it and I saw Martinsdale St. Mary's was out, and then Logan Magnolia would get beat. So you have Remsen St. Mary's, Moravia, Coon Rapids Baird, the first three confirmed that I know. And I know the two time slots, like 4:30 and 8, I think, for the state tournament for baseball. So we'll see with that. But, a great game tonight on all aspects of this. You know, you never want to see a blowout in this one. You're never expecting it when you walk in. But a 3-1 game coming down all the way to the wire on the final pitch that you need to be in there for a strike. I mean, that's baseball at its aspect, is being able to go all the way with one guy. He's got to be the guy that you rely on. And I think that's part of the reason why that they won tonight.
Let's take a look at the numbers here as our game goes right around an hour 45. Coon Rapids Baird moves to 28-3 on the year. Lennox finishes up at 19-11. Coon Rapids Baird wins 3-1. They out-hit the Tigers 7-3. And unofficially, no errors tonight. The Crusaders left a lot of runners stranded, 9 with 7 in scoring position, 4 for Lennox, 3 in scoring position. Crusaders did all their damage offensively in the first and second innings. 1 run in the first, 2 runs in the second. They gave up 1 to Lennox in the fourth. Now let's take a look at our batting stats for the Crusaders. Cal Hayden finishes 3-for-4 with a run scored. No singles, couple triples, and a double leads the way offensively. And then Mason Culbertson goes 2-for-4 with a run and an RBI. He had a double on the night. Blake Hayden goes 1-for-2 with a walk. Jace Baker 1-for-2 with an RBI. Caden Oswald with a walk. Ty Hayden 0-for-1, gets walked 3 times. And then as pitcher tonight, your winning pitcher for the Crusaders, he goes all 7, gives up 1 earned run, allows 3 hits on the night, strikes out 13, including the 13th strikeout to seal the game, 2 walks on the night, and a 3-1 win. You need your pitcher to be on his A game. And if Ty Hayden gave them his A game, between him and Cal Hayden's batting, we're going to go Ty Hayden as our Culver's player of the game, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Can't really ask for a more dominant night for the Crusaders junior on the hill.
Yeah, and we kind of talked, you know, it starts and ends with the hill. If you're not able to throw strikes, they're not able to hit. Your defense isn't able to play behind you. And it wasn't just throwing strikes tonight. It was throwing gas right down the middle, striking out 13 guys, closing this game, the ball in your hands.
That'll just about do it for our Mackey Motors post-game show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. An exciting win, lots of interviews, long-winded post-game show. They're ready to turn the lights out on us, so we'll shut her down for the night. Mason, have fun at Merchants Park next week. I'll have fun up in Fort Dodge covering state softball. And the Crusaders, for the first time since you were probably, what, 12?
13.
13. The Crusaders are at the state tournament. Have fun with your broadcast next week. Hopefully multiple. Quarterfinal round on Monday, semifinals Wednesday, championship on Friday. Any final thoughts before we wrap up, Mason?
Well, I'm glad to keep the baseball season going. I'm glad to have another broadcast, and I'll see all you guys Monday.
Tonight's broadcast has been a production of the CB Sports Network on 93.7 KKRL. Look for photos and videos from Jeff Blankman and Jeff Storyhan online later tonight on Facebook, Instagram, and at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com. For Mason Nealand, I'm Nick Brink. So long from West Des Moines. Thanks for listening, and good night. The Crusaders have done it, headed to the state tournament in this 1A Sub-State 8 final. They knock off Lennox 3-1.